So I'm on my way down here tonight to do the show, you know, and I'm in the car and I realize I forgot my microphone, and it's kind of rough because, you know, I've got nothing going on in my life that's really fixed or stable. Everything's just kind of going in 30 different directions at 50 different times. And it's swimming around me all the time. You feel like your life is this huge thing that's in constant chaos. You're just always swimming and wondering and wanting to know what is going on, what exactly is happening. And you can never really find it. But then I began to think about it. I began to realize that who really has control here? Nobody really has control. I mean, who's really running the show? Who's really in charge of their own lives? One day you're working at Starbucks. Next day you get your pink slip and you're out one part-time job and you're basically screwed. So there's nobody's really in control. Nobody really has what's going on. It's just the illusion of stability. It's just the illusion of having things working for you so that you're okay right now. It's just a matter of surviving. You're three meals away from total anarchy. So what's the deal? Well, the problem is that the world is a screwed up place. There's absolutely nothing you can do about it. The only thing you can do is prepare. You can get ready, get yourself in shape, start reading a few books, start acknowledging in your own mind what your course of action is going to be when everything turns to shit, because you know what? It's coming, and there's nothing we can do about it. So always remember, no matter what, stay true to yourself, follow your own dreams. Who gives a shit what anybody else says, because everyone's going to critique what you do anyway. So always remember, hey, if nothing else, fellas, don't kill yourself. Kill other fucking people.
Warning. The host of this show has been known to be patently offensive, using words such as
fuck, shit, fucking ass, bullshit, bitch,
and phrases such as
you goddamn son of a bitch,
while ranting on about subjects like
angel dust, switchblades,
politics,
and
sexually perverse photography exhibits involving tennis rackets.
So, if you are easily offended or have small children in the room, please turn the stream off now. Thank you.
Tonight, a United Nation goes forward with the determination to win this war and bring about a just and enduring peace.
Daddy, who is Sean Kennedy?
Or make our peace.
Well, Sean Kennedy was just a guy who started talking to people all over the world through an internet radio station called Rant Radio. Eventually, thousands of people all over the world would listen to him talk every Monday night about things that were happening in the world and the things that were going to happen. You see, Sean wasn't governed by anyone or anything. What he screamed into the internet was there for all to see. But that was when we still had rights and freedoms.
And not enough of you to shoot us all.
You, the few swaggering conquerors. There's no room in a decent world for you and your kind. We little people, thousands, millions of us, will join together and crowd you out of our world.
Whoa! Yes, it's true. It's the Sean Kennedy Show, episode number 69. And tonight's topic is, well, a Bill Lessard interview, because, hey, that's pretty much the topic. When we get a chance to talk to somebody as qualified and as brilliant as Bill Lessard, I'm all about that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Bill Lessard's got a new book out, which I have not read yet, because I don't think it's actually published.
I don't think it's quite out yet. Net Slaves 2.
I read his first book, and it is dope.
Awesome. Easy to read.
It's really kind of handy, because a lot of people like listening to the show, because I'm not, you know, some, you know, big kind of media conglomerate fuckwit. So people like to listen to me because I give it to them straight, like when I'm having a shit day, like what I'm having now. Actually, the last few months have just been a real big bag fuck for me. I mean, I don't even want to look at my email anymore. It's almost gotten to the point where I've considered going to the doctor and saying, hey, am I, like, chemically imbalanced? Mm-hmm. You know, like when you get to that level of, like,
drugs, doc,
when you get to the give a fuck factor,
yeah,
when your gaff is at, like, at negative five,
yeah,
and you're sitting there going, you know, I should probably get up. I probably need to shave. I haven't bathed in about a week and a half.
Yep.
Still lying in bed. You know, there could be a problem here.
Could be.
So, but you know, I'm still here. It's still happening. All that kind of jazz.
You show up every Monday.
Every Monday.
That's a good thing.
I'm here, yeah. Drag my semi-suicidal ass out of bed. Get in my car.
Leave the guns at home.
And, you know.
Only my weapons understand me.
Yeah,
the gun knows. Sissy.
I actually installed a version of Postal on my computer the other day.
Is that the new one?
Yeah. No, the old one, because there's
one.
A sound.
Brutal.
Is it really good?
Oh my god.
Oh, I gotta get a copy of that.
death than death and the worst dying. I've seen pictures. I haven't seen the game.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's apparently, like, all nutty. But okay. The first one was one of the first games ever banned. First video game ever banned. And because, you know, all that music and aggressive video games, they're responsible for the degradation of society. Maybe that's my problem. Maybe I've, you know, been doing too much in the way of, like, aggressive music in my life and the WOGs and everything.
It's the influence.
I swear to God, I swear to God, even though I get emails, like, critiquing who I am and what I'm doing and all that kind of shit, it's probably, like, this... Like, tonight, for example, I really didn't want to come down here. My wife came home, and I'm just like, oh, God, I don't really want to do anything. I don't want to go down to the show. I really don't.
Yeah.
But, you know, I check the emails, and I'm like, okay, putting the show format together and trying to make it happen. And there's so many people who not only dig the show, but they just acknowledge for a fact that the show will be on. You know, it's like,
part of their life. It's part of their daily ritual.
Oh, yeah, Sean, you know, and they just assume that Sean can take this criticism. Yeah, he takes all the criticism in the world. I mean, it's Sean. He's not really a person. He's this internet digital deity god.
Abuse sponge as well.
You know, and he's paying good money to put up with our shit.
That's
you know?
Right. Yep.
It's
that's
just
what you're here
unreal,
for, right?
Real. You know, and guys who've been around a long time, like Smokey, he sent me this. You know those, did you get that thing where it was the, hey, fucker? It was like one of those friendship things, but they put fuck in every sentence. It was a picture of a little frog holding a magic wand. It was fucking awesome. And he was like, hey,
sounds funny.
I'm your fucking friend, and we're all fucking friends together. And if you want to fucking stay my fucking friend, you want to forward this fucking email off to 40 fucking people and all that shit. This picture of this retarded faggot frog. It was awesome. You know, and I get all bent out of shape because, you know, people, you know, they all get all mad at me and stuff like that. And I wonder why.
They love you too much, Sean.
They love me too much.
They love you so much that they're
criticizing.
If
I get any more love coming down the pipe at me here, I'm liable to seriously just, you know, get up on the rooftop and be like, well, what are we going to do today? I wonder if the fucker in the next floor is going to catch around, you know? Oh, man. I've
what
had
the chances?
I've had everything go through my mind these last couple of weeks, man. I've thought about, you know, joining the combat engineers. Because that's exactly
what
that?
The combat engineers? Engineers.
The combat engineers? It's, well, they're engineers.
They get out their protractor and staff. People?
No, they're infantry with bombs.
They're
the bomb guys. When shit goes horribly wrong,
yep.
Want to hear something that's fucked up? This actually happened. At Langley Colossus in Vancouver, just after September 11th, a buddy of mine is driving around in his car doing security work.
If you remember, that's from episode 8, that big circular UFO thing.
Anyway, he's driving around, and he smells gas. And he goes, looks in the back of his car, and there's about 25 jerry cans of gasoline with the lids all off, stacked in between phone books with pillows on top and boxes of nails put on top of it in a small hatchback that had all the windows cut out except for one, and it was all taped up with black plastic. Yeah, that would
not
be...
Not suspect at all.
That would be a bomb.
That would be a big bomb.
That would be a big motherfucking bomb. This actually happened.
Car bomb.
Yes, a huge car bomb.
It's the whole car.
Do you know what the cops did? They towed it. Okay, and everyone who's had any kind of mind awareness...
Towed it?
They towed it.
Intact.
Yeah, they
stuff.
Showed up and got it the fuck out of there. And it never made the papers, it never made anything. But I'm here to tell you...
Whoa.
A wicked fucking car bomb was at Langley Colossus. But nobody knows that. Shit, there's maybe 10 people other than the 90 people who are listening right now.
Yeah.
You know? And I could probably get fucking serious... Like, well, prove it, Sean. You're lying. Yeah, fuck, I'm lying. Okay, whatever. What the fuck do I have to
why don't you make it up?
You know?
Like...
And I sit back sometime, and, you know, you sit back and you try to fucking, you know, keep in focus of why you're doing what you're doing. You know, why do I think that I should, you know, do another org, and who the fuck am I? And maybe I should just not try to do that. Maybe I should try to get on board with something else. And so, blah, 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 you know, and fuck, in the business, and oh, Jesus, man.
It just goes on and on.
It's fucking hard.
Right.
It is.
All these things weighing.
You know, I can't really fucking fall down, can I? Because I'm Sean Kennedy. I'm the
because
fucking man.
Because people are upon your shoulders
and
weighing you, and they
me.
Need you
everybody
to hold them up.
Everybody needs Sean to make sure that everything's going to be okay. And,
is
you
everything
know,
okay, Sean? If Sean's not okay, what about me?
What about me? What about you? I don't fucking care. You know? But the problem is I do care. That's the really, really shitty part.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And occasionally I'll
is
get...
Is that what keeps you going?
I don't know
a
what keeps
bit,
me going.
Right?
It could just be the fact that, you know, you just got to take another step. You know, get up, breathe, keep breathing, repeat, you know?
Yep.
And, you know, try to get some food downrange and just fucking make it happen. And with my work schedule right now, I mean, I'm staying awake for like 2 days at a time. It's like,
plays with your mind.
Oh, fuck, man. I met me coming up an escalator the other day. I'm like, whoa.
That's not a good sign. You know, glad you're taking over my shift. I'm getting kind of tired. Sean. Okay, Sean.
So,
high five.
Still doing security? Yeah. How's that working out for you?
Oh, man. You're talking to yourself in the mirror like Edward Norton. Yeah. 25th hour.
Yeah, it's just bad. Yeah, it's just bad. You know, so you do what you can with what you got, but wow, this fucking Linux screensaver you got on the go here.
It's messing with you, eh?
Like, seriously, I'm just going to drop 6 tabs of acid right now and stare at the fucking screensaver for a while. And this microphone is interesting because I forgot mine at home.
So you get the shitty one.
So I get the one that I'm talking inside of your fucking head. Can you hear me? I'm inside your fucking head, which doesn't make you stronger. Don't think it does.
No.
Because I'm here to tell you, I'm inside my own fucking head. You know, I sometimes wonder if being intelligent is being really smart is a curse. Wouldn't it be cool to be one of these fucking lame-ass fucking doughhead fucktards who sit at home and watch Friends and dig it?
Yeah.
You know,
waits for the next sports broadcast.
Wouldn't that be fucking rad? I'm so caught up that the Canucks are going
to...
I'm driving around watching little kids waving signs saying,
woo-hoo!
Go Canucks, go!
Woo-hoo!
Screaming and shit. And I'm like, wow. You know, this really makes no sense whatsoever.
I look at that and go, wow, that'd be cool if they were more enthusiastic about, like, important things.
About, like, maybe their education or building bombs or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, fuck me, you know. And like, but it'd be so cool to be one of these dumb...
It would be.
Redneck, fuckwit.
Come home from your construction job or something, and you sit down and put your hand in your pants.
From your job at Home Depot, and you feel good because we made a good sales today, and we
met your quota.
We met the quota, and we got our shrink factor down to like 0.03, and fuck, we're just laughing, and now I'm gonna drink some coffee and I'm going to watch some Friends tonight because I really want to know if Rachel and whatever the fuck his name is going to get together and fuck and have kids and stuff. And then there's like Phoebe and she's so goddamn cute because she's so fucking stupid. But that's okay because, people are like that.
That's
and
right.
I'm not going to make a stand about anything whatsoever because when you do that, people like get mad at you and stuff. That's the other thing, too.
Yeah,
it's like, people are actually saying, well, if it wasn't for our foreign policy... We wouldn't have had those jets crash into our fucking... into the towers. What? well, shit, Sean. If you hadn't flagged Scientology, the Scientologists wouldn't have sued you.
Really?
I'm here to fucking tell you, okay? I'm really glad we went to Iraq. I'm really glad we bombed them. Because they needed to be. You like that? Have some of that. Okay, I supported the Allies. I don't give a fuck. And people are all up in the air going, oh, well, this and oh, well, that, blah, blah, blah. Hey, when it comes down to it, okay, I don't know who the fuck has got all the information. But I don't think that George Bush is an absolutely crazy, psychotic fuck. I'm a little concerned about some of the shit he's doing in the homeland front.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But
unnecessary here. Maybe.
But let's all pretend that everyone who's involved in government has trained their whole fucking life to do that.
Oh, wait, they have.
And they probably have a lot more information than we do because they get access to the cool classified stuff. Or they
exactly.
got guys who we're afraid of who work for them and stuff.
Yeah.
So why don't we just, if you, there's nothing you can do about it. So stop throwing fucking rocks at shit you don't really understand. Now, people are like, well, you got to check some of the, yeah, you do. Okay, yeah, you do. But... when it comes to certain shit, you sometimes, as member of government and all that kind of jazz, I don't know, man.
Sometimes you got to say, maybe I don't know the full story.
Yeah, maybe you got to fucking take a step back and go, well, okay. Now, if it's something pretty cut and dry, like, hey, we're going to kill all these children because they're young.
Probably alternatives.
the reason why I read the news stories out that I do, and I say, okay, now what's really going on here? We read beneath that?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you got to look at kind of beneath some other things, too. Sure, it was a war about oil. No one's saying it's not a war about fucking oil. All right.
It's probably a war about other things, not just oil, right?
Hey, man, if the house needs to get painted and the house gets painted, who gives a fuck?
If it's done by jets flying over overhead,
I don't
overhead,
give a fuck.
See,
if you
they drop
my
paint,
house,
great.
If you paint my house because you want to help me, you paint my house because you hate the fucking color, I don't care, as long as my house gets fucking painted.
It was an eyesore on the street. We
have
had
people,
to paint it, Sean.
Have people show up and tell me that Saddam Hussein was a good guy. Have him show
that's
up tell me that his
say.
Sons didn't, like, gang rape fucking chicks and put chicks inside of fucking camps and stuff. Fuck you, man. Saddam Hussein was a piece of shit. So who cares why we went over there? You know, who cares? The guy was a fuck up. Take him out.
Haven't heard from him in a month or so now.
Yeah, you know.
Seems to be solved.
Oh, he's sitting now playing bocce with fucking Osama bin Laden.
Yeah.
And that's another thing, too. People are like, well, you know, if it wasn't for our foreign policy, I'm like, fuck off, you treasonous piece of shit. I don't give a fuck what I've done wrong.
They hate our freedom, Sean.
They hate our... Great. You want to explain to me then why we didn't just go mass genocide on the German people?
Mm-hmm.
And not just the Nazis?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, come on, fuck. I mean, you can't show me a bad guy in history really as nasty as that whole Nazi thing. Yeah, there's people as bad, like Pol Pot and that whole crowd.
Yeah.
But, I mean, fuck, dude. Like, give me a break. You don't fucking crash a bunch of jets and kill a whole bunch of innocent people, you know, like that. You know, and people are like, well... There's people who die every day in all these other countries. Well, guess what?
Sometimes you got to pick a country.
Sometimes you got to get off the fucking fence.
But there's worse things in the world.
There's people dying in fucking wherever, and there's people who got bombed over here. Yeah, you know what? We're all in North America.
Pick something doing to it.
I'm pissed off that Canada didn't join in with the Yanks, and they're like, well, that's a good thing. No, it's not, because when it comes down to this bottom line, if I see James in a fucking scrap, I'm not going to turn around and go, oh, well, what's the story here? Why is James fighting exactly? Did he say something bad about his wife, or
could there be something better I could be doing?
Or perhaps, you know, we need to consider what's happening here. No, okay, the time to debate is there. If you're going to war, fucking back your allies. That's it. You know, well, we don't really want fuck you, John Christian. Why don't you start talking on both sides of your fucking mouth and just shut the fuck up? You know, I hate that shit. But anyway, you know, I'm probably going to get an ocean of email. People like,
that's
you know,
what you're here
oh,
for.
Oh, yeah. Bring it on. I promise you I'll get three lines through before I delete that fucker. And that's why I
spent. Remember, he doesn't have to reply.
I don't have to do shit. Okay? Except to show up here every goddamn Monday night
and
give up
mouth,
one-seventh
right?
of my life for a whole whack of abuse. Do I sound like I'm a little angry tonight?
Do it I brings sound... out the best in you, though.
It does, though. Doesn't it just bring out the who gives a fuck Sean factor?
I think they like it.
Oh, for sure. They do, and I don't really give a fuck if they do or not, because that's why we started the whole program.
Exactly.
It's Sean, he who hath not gave a fuck. And if we lost all the hardcore pacifistic bastards out of the RSC, then that's okay.
They weren't meant to be here.
I don't
to
care.
Begin with.
I'll take 30 fucking Templar Knights and Angelica Firestorms. Because you know what?
Oh, God.
All these hardcore pacifistic faggots are nothing more than food anyway.
Well, I don't know, Sean.
You know what you're going to do? You're going to wind up on my gas tank. You're going to make 80 liters of gas, 20 liters of oil, and 14 liters of fucking sterilized water.
And I'll drink it down the,
I will drink
on the way to burning.
And I will feed you to my fucking doom buggy, suck my mother-loving cock. Right here. And, oh, you're so wrong. Yeah, that's right. That's why I'm Sean Kennedy. I'm fucking crazier than a shithouse rat right here.
But you gotta please everyone, Sean.
I gotta please
you
them
You gotta
all.
Ride the fence.
Oh, fuck the fence. Fuck the fence. And
burn
fuck
the
you.
Fence.
You know what I want right now? I would like a whole squadron of tanks.
Yeah.
And people are like, you know, sheep say wog. You know what? Pick a fucking side, all right? If you're not on side, fuck off.
It's like, why are you listening then, eh?
You know what? Why are you there? You know, like, well... I don't want a bunch of independent thinking people. They don't even want to be independent thinking people. Fuck it. We're all going to shave our heads, declare ourselves space monkeys, and live and die by my word. Sounds good to me.
Let's go with that.
I'm not going to kill these people. Why not? They're cool. What are we going to do today? I don't know. Let's go bomb something. All right. Sounds good to me. Everybody jump in the tanks. Woo-hoo.
Fuel you know. For Sean's tanks.
What are we going to do today? Today we're raiding, I don't know, the local communist commune, and we're going to fucking stuff them all in gas tanks. There you go. Hey, Mr. Buddhist, why don't you protest this? Into the tree chipper with you, you punk. Hey, skinhead. Zip. You know.
Back to the earth with you.
Reduce, reuse, recycle.
And you're getting recycled.
That's right. Recycled people. Okay for the environment and good for you. Fuck. Anyway, so I'm having a good night here. I'm feeling really good about my life and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
When's Bill phoning?
Let's see the time. Anytime.
Any
so
time
we
got to
just kind of not get into too much. And
all right, well, I'm going to get into some other stuff. I guess we got to Photoshop something.
Okay. Throw it out to the wild pack of shades.
I actually had nothing in my mind to Photoshop whatsoever.
Uh-oh.
Photoshop wogs killing vegans. I don't know.
Oh, we've had that kind of...
Oh, that's right.
This killing that, and that killing that, and $9 going after that.
You got another one, or what?
No, I'm just criticizing you.
Thanks, man. That's just what I need to know now. Sounds good. Excuse me while I chew on the shotgun for a little bit.
We'll think about that. How about that?
What's the name of that chick on your...
Let's talk about X-Men 2.
No. What's the name of the chick on your desktop?
Aria Giovanni.
I want to see some Photoshop pictures of Aria Giovanni, because I just saw her for the first time. She's fucking hot. That's your Photoshop for
tonight. Not nudes.
What?
If you can.
No, nudes are fine. Send them in. Fuck them. What, are we censored?
No, shit. We're not.
I want some fucking Photoshop shit of Aria Giovanni. Fill your boots. Tonight, I really don't care. Have her sucking dick. I really don't care. Okay, now, oh, yeah, going through the RC tonight.
Oh, there you go.
There we go.
It was a good time.
I got this format here.
Oh, too bad.
Oh, all right. Well, you talk to him. I'll go through the RC.
Okay.
We're going through the RC tonight. We got Live Fucknut, Q4 Shade, Smokehouse, Dance, Sleepy, Healy, Binary, Alamo, Alanon, Zero, Office 736, Alter Boy, Panthropy, Aquacenta, Biatch, Blung, C4, Cabot, Calamine, Azura, Citizen, Sealy, Dan, City of Ash, Kyle 23, Cronus, Delamorta, Delusion, Digital Sewage, Dr. Zodiac, Don't Panic, 42, Empress Angelica, she's the shit, Enos, Enoshian, Evil Beard, 4 Kilohertz, FT Linux, Fun with Bridges, G.I. Jill, Gorka, Griffin, Guest 151, whatever, Guardian Super Chicken, Hybrid Theory, Hyperneural, I Masturbate Too Much, Incognito, K16, Night Prison, Kabufa, Kadath, Kello, Kexler, Kindling Boy, Leshek, Larn, Linux Chick, Manuel, Kelly, Marvy, Nick J, Midnight Guard, Mr. Echo, My Dick Is In Your Dinner, My Dick Is Your Dinner, hey, that's a good one, Nebula and G-Fish, Nebula and Girlfriend, sorry. Hey, girlfriend, if you don't have a if you don't have an online name, I hereby dub thee G-Fish. Prophet Doodle, Prune Squalor, Psycho, Quiff, Quick Mix, Ricky Rocket, Rose, hey Rose, Roaming Sky, Sapphire, Shard with Stick, Shrine Master, Sideslide, Sir Dorks, SKTFM, Firestalker, Southpaw, Samurai, hey buddy, Stats, Down to Cheese, Tech Druid, Two Fill, The Music God, One, Trauma, Turmoil, Turnspike, Tide, Tyrannix, they sent me a shitload of stuff, Unselfish Replica, Vampire This Morning, Wiggle Puppy, W Syringe, War One, Fresh Character, Zenark, Xnark, oh, there we go, Zenobia, D-Day Species, Lieutenant Major Zombie, Abazone, Abadubi, Lieutenant Major Zombie, Abadubi, Mozai, and Treth. Very cool. Okay, so we've got Bill Lessard on the horn for tonight's show, which is cool. And hello, Bill.
Hey, Sean, have you left your fucking lights on lately?
You like that, huh? Yeah, no, I haven't left my fucking lights on lately. Listen, man, I'm sorry I have not dropped you an email. It's because I'm a lazy sack of shit, and there's no actual excuse why I haven't done that. But I hear you wrote a new book, and you're doing some crazy stuff down there. What's going on?
Well, before we get to all that, I want to torture you a little bit.
Oh, groovy.
In exchange for torturing me.
What did I do?
Well, first of all, your producer is on my goddamn website showing his lily white ass to the world.
Why is he doing that? What's the website address?
We'll go to NetSlaves.
Right. I'm going there now. Okay.
Like netslaves.com, right?
Yeah, that's sort of like the point, yes. Go to netslaves.com.
Okay.
And click on weblogs.
Okay.
At the bottom.
Just one sec here.
Big Bluey.
Yeah, I gotcha. So, NetSlaves.
This thing called the web.
Yeah, I know.
He's getting acquainted with it over these years.
Well, you know, the reason he hasn't responded to my mail is that he hasn't learned how to fucking use it yet.
This is amazing. This is exactly what I need to do.
Taught yourself how to. He only knows how to, like, talk. That's it.
Well, you put a microphone in front of his face.
His abilities.
All right, where are we at here? NetSlaves.com.
Oh, boy.
Are you there yet?
We're there. All right.
Okay, cool. Now click on weblogs.
Weblogs. Have that freak tell me where the fucking Smokehouse Diary of a Madman? Oh, I see.
Yes, there it is.
Wow.
New entry.
Nice nice bruising.
Is that his arm or his...
That's his arm.
That's his ass.
Wow.
I mean, you know, I don't mind looking at ass, but that is man ass.
Nothing.
That's not even like good man ass. That's lily white man ass.
You cannot blame me, like, for that shit. That is not my fault. I had no knowledge of this.
You fucking did all of this. I blame you for the whole thing.
All right, well, that's fine.
You admit,
yeah, sure, fucking the whole thing, yeah. Yeah, Nuremberg, my fault, right here.
Look at those bruises.
Well, I didn't do that shit.
It looks like some type of child abuse case.
Okay, there's a couple of things you got to know about Smokehouse, man. First of all, he's not crippled. It's a myth, okay? He's just fucking lazy. Second of all, there's no proof that those bruises are probably a Photoshop job. He does all this shit for attention. Okay,
he got my fucking attention, old boy.
And you, an experienced web guy, falling for something like that.
Yeah, I know. I can't even, pick out a phony Photoshop job
one. It's like you'll be ordering from Man Beef next. You know what I mean? Like, come on.
Oh, my God. So are you saying that you kind of like looking at that? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, I jerk off all over that. That's fantastic. There's nothing better than I like than Photoshop fucking people's asses. I mean, that's just amazing
to
me.
And the only thing that would make it better is if there were some pimples on that ass.
That's right. Large whitehead pimples on people's asses.
Oh my God.
So this
reflects very well on your organization, I would have to say.
What organization? There is no organization.
Your disorganization.
My complete state of fucking chaos. Hey, you got the new 2600. Cool. Yeah. Why are you covering up the phone? Is that so I can't hang up on him or what? No, I'm just...
Yeah. You're so tempted to hang up all the time.
But you guys would not want to hang up on me.
Why? What happens? You scream and explode and turn into Wonder Woman? What do you do? Incidentally, have you seen the previews for the Hulk? That looks like a big bag of shit. Anyway, carry on.
The Hulk looks like something that came out of my ass one night. One too many fucking White Castles.
White Castles?
I mean, how fucking...
What the hell's a White Castle?
What's that?
What's a White Castle?
You don't know what a White Castle is?
No, I have no idea what a White Castle is. What is a White Castle?
Castle is those cheap-ass, 50-cent hamburgers that they sell. They're called belly bombers. Burgers.
Who's the...
Fighters.
Who's the they?
They market it as a beef-flavored laxative.
Perfect.
We're talking across cultural boundaries here, but there has to be some type of Canadian equivalent of the place you go, after you've had too much to drink and you have $3 left on you and you're starving.
It's called 7-Eleven, and you can purchase any of their products, which are colorfully labeled as rectum rockets. So that works out rather well.
Don't you think that most of the food they sell at 7-Eleven is more or less MREs with different branding?
I actually think they just shell the MRE and just after its past expiry date and funnel it off to 7-Eleven, which would be handy.
So what have you been doing? Are you still the fucking man?
Oh, yeah, I'm still the fucking man. Still up here in my fucking man mode, trying to avoid living in a fucking dumpster. I'm not making any money yet, which is handy, because money's stupid anyway. Who needs
money? Who needs money, dude?
Fuck money. Let's see, the whole thing with Much Music equated out to a big can of fuck all. They never really called me back, so I'm like, well, whatever, okay, why'd you call me in the first place?
What was the deal? They were just...
Well, they wanted a show concept, so I fed them a show concept, and I got a big bag of fuck you. So that was it. So I never heard from them again, and that was it.
Did they do shit we're really into this, and then you, you got, a big pot of coffee going, and you wrote up, this big proposal, and then they never called you?
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, in one. Yeah, you nailed that. On the head.
And did you have, Smokehouse's ass on the cover of the...
No.
Maybe that's what did it, dude.
Is Smokehouse's ass?
Yes.
Well, he's my logo. It's large pimple crippled dude's ass logo.
And that's the name of the show.
Yeah, it's called fucking crippled pimple.
Cripple ass.
Why not? I mean, fucking jackass has got to be it amazes me to no fucking end because I'm seriously just between the three of us sitting here, I promise you that we could probably get so drunk we couldn't remember our names and we could come up with a better show concept than Jackass. Holy fuck.
Well.
It just... Oh, seriously, it makes me crazy. But, anyway, so my life consists of a whole lot of, let's see, a whole lot of nothing, and then I started doing the Sean Kennedy show again. And we're just starting to build up press and stuff. And there's lots of people who tune in and lots of people who listen. And
well, were you guys on hiatus or something?
No, we just got sick of everybody being fucking idiots. And then we just, you couldn't handle being in a room with a bunch of smelly fat people anymore. So we kind of disbanded the whole goddamn thing. And then
Did you start up again?
Yeah, we did, because my ego was suffering. If I don't get a fix of people telling me I rule, I basically turn into a bag of shit.
Well, when did you guys come back online then?
Well, let's see. This is show number 69. So that's 69 weeks ago. However you want to break that fucker down. Is when we came back online. And we built up the listenership now to greater than it ever has been with What the Hell or anything else like that. And we're still the number one industrial internet music radio station, which is handy for the next little while anyway.
That's cool.
Yeah, we're going to Burning Man. Well, I'm not going, but Sim here is going to Burning Man, and I'm debating whether or not to start up another organization again, but it's really hard because I have to write a book, another book. You know I wrote books, right? You know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I've written 2 novels.
Really?
No shit. Yeah, I've written 2 horror novels. I wrote horror fiction, and now I'm going to write, like, Anthony Robbins Suck My Cock kind of book, where it's essentially like, wow, here's how you sort your life out for real for an entire generation.
When did the books come out?
No. I said I wrote them. I didn't say I published
them.
Oh, no. I'm a writer, not an author. You are an author. I am a writer, okay? I've actually written the books. I'm still in the process. Like, I finished up as best as I could, and I've got a guy who's going over it right now, and I'm going to put them online and stuff, and people can pay by donation, which, you know, is good for about $100, and then that's about it. But pretty much.
Have an agent? What's the deal?
I don't have an agent. I don't have fuck all. What I got is 2 written books. That's all I got, man. I have no idea how to fucking... I haven't tried to snag an agent for it or fuck all. But I got 2 novels. Yep, here I am. 2 novels. You betcha.
Oh, well, you should ask me how to do that. I know how to do that much.
Do you know how to do that?
I know how to buy it. Not that I know how to write a book that anyone would actually buy. But I can get them in print.
How did you first Net Slaves one do that?
All right. But, you know, the thing is that unless you're like Stephen King or some shit, you really don't make money off books.
Yeah, well, no kidding. There's nothing in the entertainment industry that actually makes money.
Well, I mean, if you want to make money writing, the best form of writing to practice is ransom notes.
They have the also best known
per word. level of pay.
Also, you can also go for those little chick tracks, you know, those fucking, those religious ones, you know. That really pisses me off, actually, the whole gospel music scene. That's why the gospel music scene just sucks bad. You know, if you can't make it as a regular music artist, become a gospel music artist.
Well, maybe maybe we got an idea here. Why don't you become a Christian novelist?
Ah, there you go.
Hey, what about those fucking Armageddon books or whatever the hell they're called? There's like 7 of them.
Left Behind and all that shit. Actually, it's kind of funny.
Oh, like crazy.
Yeah, the last one I wrote called The Scab Wings of Abaddon is all about what happens to people after they die. And Christians become these, like, completely rapist, distorted freaks that run around the lands of the dead and rape and kill everyone so that they can satisfy the desires they never fulfilled in their life. So it might be kind of a hard sell.
Oh, well, no one would go near that book.
Yeah.
It sounds really saleable to me.
Yeah, no shit.
But you know what my life has been like?
Yeah, well, I was just going to say, what's been going on with you, man?
Well, I mean, you ever see Shawshank Redemption?
Yeah, where he's, like, in jail and shit?
Yeah, you get 2 parts. It's the jail and it's the septic pipe.
Right.
My life is like that minus the jail.
So you're constantly trying to avoid being fucked in the ass as you crawl through a septic pipe. Perfect. That's
basically, that's what's going on.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah, I mean...
Oh, shit, Bill, it's good to talk to you.
Everything and more has come to pass.
Wait a minute, you live in New York?
Yeah.
Like, how's everybody doing now after your 2 big buildings fell down? Are you guys okay down there or what? I should have actually phoned you. Because I was a little...
Well, you don't fucking care.
I do fucking care. The problem is, Bill, is that you have formed yourself into this icon, sort of like you've done all these things. You were with Wired Magazine, you got your own show, and you publish books and stuff, and I'm just this little fucknut up here in Canada. It took, like, huge nuts on my part just to phone you to get advice on that MTV thing. I mean, because I had no one else to call, for fuck's sakes, you know what I mean? Yes,
well,
honey.
You know, you got to cultivate the, you know, the relationships down here in the media capital. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't think you're really one of the people who really have it all going on because you're eating Kraft dinner like the rest of us.
Well, yeah.
But
I tell you this, though. I mean, everything that we said was going to happen more or less happened.
Oh, yeah.
With the economy. I mean, when we first, we put out the first NetSlaves book.
Which is amazing. Which is an awesome fucking read.
What we were saying was heresy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we were saying that this whole economy is going to crash and everybody... You know, when we first put the book together, when we were first putting the proposal together... People were like, who cares about these angry techies? Why don't you write being rich on the internet? And I'm like, look, if we knew how to get rich on the internet, baby, don't you think we would?
Yeah, really. Who'd know better than the fucking techs? Yeah.
So, you know, the whole economy, I mean, even this whole shit with the war.
Yeah.
I felt that shit coming. I mean, as soon as the economy goes down, you know you're going to have a fucking Republican. Nothing a Republican's going to do but start a fucking war.
Yeah, but hey, wars are fun.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't that like the dumbest fucking thing? Invade a country, knock over some statues.
Aw, man, come on, get on board.
We find neither the guy behind it all nor any weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, but he was a dick.
Rock and roll, man.
Well, he was a dick, though. I mean, he was a dick. You can't deny the guy was a fan.
Yeah, well, you're a dick, too, but we're not invading Canada.
Now, give it time. Give it fucking time.
We're working on it.
Yeah, no shit. And thanks for the lumber tariffs, asshole. Anyway, so you've been fucking...
You know, like Donald Rumsfeld is going to get himself some bad maple syrup and he's fucking just go roll right over the border.
Yeah, and we'll take him on, though, and it'll be like Red Dawn, or we'll call it Red Beaver, and we'll fucking... we'll do something. I don't know. We'll fucking... We'll
stick our celebrity comedians on him or something.
Yeah, that's right. We'll fucking Conan O'Brien will sort him out. Is he Canadian? I don't even know anymore.
Probably.
I don't even know. Who gives a fuck? Who watches that fuckwit anyway? Anyway, carry on.
I mean, what the stuff that I've been through and the people I know have been through is just like beyond belief. Like,
no, I imagine it must be.
One year you're making 100 G's, and the next year. You're, you know...
Flipping burgers.
Yeah. I mean, I literally, no exaggeration, I was literally working for 7 months last year in catering. And I'm not talking, like, fancy-ass catering. I'm talking about, like, slimy, disgusting...
Oh, my God, Bill, are you serious?
I am not kidding you.
Oh, my God, man,
I am not kidding you.
Oh, shit, dude.
You know, my coworkers were like, you know, these 20-year-old kids who were just working there for pot money.
How old are you, Bill?
And I'm there, and they're like, you know, I go there, you know, you try to play like you're dumb and shit. yeah, looking for a job, you know, blah, 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 you know. And, you know, people think you're like some kind of fucking homo because you read books or you have like half a brain. And
are you
so
serious?
Weird.
Are you fucking serious? You guys even get
this? I am totally, totally serious.
You're ruining all my views of New York.
You know, like, you know The Shining, you know, it's like.
Yeah, yeah.
I would work like 18 hours, you know, 16, 18 hours a day, right?
You're right.
And... You know, like in The Shining, you know, that shows him, like, it's like 50 years, these different photos.
Yeah.
Like, you go into this fugue state. I've been to more weddings in 7 months than anyone will ever go to in their whole lives. I've eaten more prime rib than anyone will ever eat in their lives.
Well, I mean, there's a few good things, you know, kind of going on there. It must be kind of surreal, though, because after a while you start taking bets on whether or not they're going to make it and shit. You know, you'd be just like, oh, they're never going to last 5 years. You know, these fuckers are going to break up and it'll be over and done and blah, blah, blah.
Well, you get to see, like, how all the various different ethnic groups, you know, celebrate the ritual of getting married.
So who's the most switched on? Like, if you were going to marry, are you married?
No.
Okay, so if you were,
I got dumped by my woman too, on top of everything else.
Wow, you're right up there with me, Bill. I think I should go to New York, and you and I will go get drunk.
Did your girlfriend dump you?
No, I'm married, but it's just that my life has been a big bag of shit this last year. So I went and tried to get into, like, doing business for myself, doing, like, technical repair and shit like that.
Yeah,
and
what happened?
Well, a big bag of fuck all, because everyone else is doing that, too, only I wound up, you know, like, $42,000 in the hole. But I'm still here doing Rant Radio, don't mind me, so, you know. And a lot of it was, like, loans from friends and stuff. It was just, like, fucked. Just a bad scene.
The creditors call you up, like...
No. There's no creditors involved. This is all personal money from people who know me. you like that? So you get to feel like you're just on top of the fucking world. Mind you, I'm not bad. I talk people out of $42,000, but give me a break, you know?
You should put that on your resume.
Yeah, I should. Fucked over everyone I know for 42 grand. Sean.
Oh, my God.
You like that?
But what the hell did you do with $42,000? You spent it on, like...
I got drunk. A lot. No, I'm kidding.
You got yourself, like, an office and a logo, and you're, like, quickie fix computers. I mean, what did you do?
I'll have to get into that with you another time, because I'm not going to give that shit out on the air, because all my friends are listening, so that's just not going to happen.
But it's going to ruin your brand.
Oh, yeah. I'll
want to blow the brand, bro.
I wouldn't want to do that. I mean, after all, you know, whatever. So,
well, here's the thing. Like,
What's up?
So the culmination of all that was New Year's Eve.
Okay.
New Year's Eve is like the worst night of the year, and I almost got into a fist fight with one of the cooks because I dissed him in front of some 17-year-old girl he wanted to fuck.
Perfect.
He took me outside, and he was about to kick my fucking ass.
Would he have succeeded in the ass kicking?
No. I was just like, I was so blown away. Like, you've got to be kidding me. You must be kidding me that you're ready to kill me over this.
I'm wondering what my technical advisor's doing here. What are you doing here? Have you got to change some stuff, or what are you doing? You okay? Everything cool? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So after that, I said, okay, this is enough. But you know, the thing is like...
So you quit on New Year's Eve?
Well, I finished out my shift, and I said no more.
Oh, you quitter. You'll never succeed at fuck all if you keep quitting.
Well, now, you know, I'm sort of holding on by my whatever...
Yeah.
Gas hairs or something.
And you're just sort of making it. Now, let's talk about your new book.
Well, the new book is, you know, is about what happened to everyone.
How everything got uber fucked?
Yeah, and it's profiles of different people and how they fared since the bust.
Really?
A lot of it is, like, you know, depressing. A lot of it is funny. You know, a lot of it is all more, it's different than what you might expect.
Really?
I don't know how the hell we were able to, like, write this book. It's like, you know, with all that was going on, somehow we managed to, like, write another book, you know, but...
well, it's handy to do, I mean...
But, you know, the thing is this, I mean, you have to understand this, and everybody listening has to understand this as well. Not your fault. It's not your fault. Things are fucked up. No, I'm serious. And don't feel bad.
Really?
Ashamed of what you did with your life getting into the internet business. Don't feel ashamed. Because we helped build the greatest communications medium since telephone. And most people can't claim something like that.
No, that's true. That's pretty fucking true. I mean, there's not much you can say to that. I mean, shit, man. Like, there's...
Look, here we are, these, like, Gen Y, Gen X idiots, right?
Right.
And they had us written off 10 years ago as just a bunch of, like, slacker motherfuckers, you know, You know, we're going to end up like Kurt Cobain with a bullet in the brain. You know, we're no fucking good. We'll never top the fucking 60s generation. And what did we do? We built the fucking internet in 5 fucking years, bro.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Man, we kick ass. And people should hold their heads up. Even though they don't have any fucking money or self-respect or pussy or whatever, don't hold their heads up high and feel proud of who they are and what they've done.
Well, that's true. I mean, that there is something to be said for that. And that's because, I mean, in this day and age...
You, on the other hand, with your $42,000 in the hole.
Yeah, well, in the grand scheme of things, I mean, that's not even a drop in the bucket as far as some people can wind up in the hole. But,
oh, no doubt.
You know, and I guess just to make that crystal clear here is I do got a business and it is making money, just not nearly as much money as I wanted it to be making, but I am in the black. So what do you want? You know what I mean? Like, I'm showing a plus sign at the end of the month to dump money in the hole, but...
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, it's kind of cool, but, you know, it's fucking, yeah, day in, day out, fucking fight, struggle shit, and I hate it. I hate it. I thought I'd really enjoy being in business for myself. No, no good. No good.
Why? Because you have to work like 8 days a week and you're at the beck and call of your fucking customers?
Yeah, there's that. And then there's the added bonus of you really won't get ahead unless you're an absolute slimy cocksucker who's willing to screw everyone over for a buck. There's
well,
that.
That's business.
Yeah, no kidding, that's business. That's fucking wrong, man. I mean, I make a lot of jokes and shit, but I'm just actually, in all seriousness, I'm not a real cocksucker. I just play one on the radio, you know? Like, I'm not
You're
real.
Just literally a cocksucker.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I can't handle the whole being a dick to people, you know, and screwing people over for money. I can't do that shit.
Yeah,
you know,
well.
if I could, I'd be giggling my ass off that I fucking talk people out of 42 grand and I'd be laughing all the way to the bank. But,
yeah.
But the fact is I feel like a humongous piece of shit, you know, so I do what I can and try to help people as much as I can and do what I can. But that's about it. So that's pretty much my life in a nutshell, Bill. No word of a lie as to what's been going on. And there's a lot of people who still believe in me for some fucked up reason, so
yeah,
whatever. So did you write this one on your own, or did you write it with your partner there?
Yeah, I'm with Baldwin. You know, he's, you know, we're more or less doing the same, you know, as you know, as well as we can. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that you have to believe in what you believe and try to fucking put it across. I mean...
Well,
power is precision, baby. You got to stay focused on what you want to do. And in a lot of ways, this whole downturn allows people the opportunity to explore different options that they hadn't considered and actually maybe even try to do something they might want to do with their lives, as opposed to just going with the crowd and getting paid.
Yeah. Well, getting paid is handy, though. You can't really diss the whole getting paid thing.
Yeah, I know, but...
I mean, give me a fucking...
At what cost?
Well, what are you doing now? You're not catering. What are you doing now? You're homeless? What's happening?
Well, I'm doing some PR shit. I'm doing...
Oh, really? You never know. You're doing public relations.
Yeah.
Well, fuck, get me a job doing public relations, because if they'll hire your sorry ass to do public relations, you should put that on the resume. I talk people out of $42,000. You should get me a job down there. Fucking kick ass.
You should come on down here.
I tell you what, if you could land me a job in New York, I'd go. I'd fucking go. But I don't think they'd hire me. There's no fucking way.
Why?
Because I got no schooling. I got nothing on paper. What the fuck am I going to say, man?
Why? Why? Just make it up.
Yeah, I suppose I could, yeah.
Fucking talk your way into anything, man.
Yeah, I suppose I could, eh?
Is your wife working?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, she's fully employed. She's like, stable. If it wasn't for her, I'd be homeless and shit. So I'm, like, you know, Mr. Leech off the
wall. What is the deal with you and the goddamn leaving your lights on bullshit? What is that? You drinking? What are you doing?
No, I just got a lot of shit on my mind.
Around like a fucking bottle of vodka in your, like, your little tool bag when you go to fix people's... Let me ask you something.
That'd be a lot better.
Hanging down off your ass and shit.
What's that?
When you bend down to fix somebody's computer, can they see your ass crack?
No, people cannot see my ass crack when I fix people's fucking computer, Bill.
Are there any photos of you fixing computers?
No, actually, there are no photos of me fixing computers at all.
You have like a little outfit that you wear?
Nope.
It zips up the front?
That should be handy, but no. These are all great ideas, though. But I only had $42,000, so I couldn't really afford that.
You thought you, like, spent, you know, some of that $42K on, you know, like...
That's $42K Canadian, Bill. That's only about 40.
Isn't that about $12 American?
Yeah,
money
that's about it. So, you know, we got a van, we got some kit, and we're kind of running it here and doing what we can. And I had a guy who's...
And was it like Roto-Rooter? Like, you bought an old Roto-Rooter van and, like...
Pretty much, yeah.
Off the old paint and
it's actually, it was
good shit on there.
Actually, it was a 1986 Astro van, which was an ex-forestry vehicle. So it had, like, the full-on Road Warrior gas tank that cost, like, $7 million to fill. But you had to, like, fill it up once every 6 months. It was, like, fucking huge.
You gotta out yourself, Dan. You gotta tell everybody what your real business, what the name of your business is.
Oh, it's no problem. It's Cyberculture.
Oh, you.
What's that?
So we can, like, crank call you and shit.
Oh, yeah. It's
call you up and say, oh, our whole floor of computers just went down. We need, like, 12 new servers. Can you come over here right now, Mr. Computer?
Holy cow, bro.
Call yourself, Mr. PC. Call yourself.
How about you go fuck yourself? You PR catering fuck. What'd you give me a reference when you fucking got the job doing the PR work? He said, yeah, and if you don't like me, talk to Fat Tony over there, who's the cook, because I was dissing him when he was trying to fuck some 17-year-old broad.
Exactly. He's gonna piss in your fucking your linguine if you don't give me this job.
That's right, ransom notes. Getting back to the ransom notes.
Getting back to the whole ransom notes. You're liking that ransom notes.
I am. Actually, you know what my latest money-making fucking scheme was? Is that there was these guys who ran across the border up here, okay? Because there's, like, people take BC pot down across the line.
Yeah.
And then they fucking can trade it for, like, cocaine, and then they smuggle, like, American cash and guns and everything back up here across the line.
Yeah.
So they busted these guys coming back, and they had, like, all these diamonds and guns and fucking coke and shit.
Was Don Johnson involved in any of this?
No, but he's fucking up on charges in Europe. Did you hear about that?
Yes! He's, like, driving... He's driving into Germany from Switzerland.
There's, like, $7 billion worth of
like
bonds.
$80 million, yeah, and like bond, you know, bond notes and all.
It's a legitimate
crazy
business
stuff.
Purchase.
And he's like, oh yeah, I was just going to buy a car. You know, like yeah.
That's quite the fucking car, Don. And, you know, what are you gonna make a deal with the devil to get your fucking career back or what?
Oh
crap.
Man.
Anyway.
In a sick way, he rules.
Why? Okay, lay this one on me. Why is that?
Well, you know, like some things can be so whack that they're cool.
Yeah.
Like for instance, Steven Seagal is so uncool that he's cool.
No, I can't give you that one.
The plus size samurai. Like the Stay Puft samurai.
It's true, and he's got his own fucking brand of health food.
He's
did you know that?
He's a fat bastard. He can't even like lift his leg up to kick anybody.
No shit. He's got a brand of health food called Seagal Meal. I'm not kidding. If you do a fucking search, he's got his own brand of health food. I'm not even making that shit up. If you can believe that. And they've made him an honorary, what is it, a fucking honorary Buddha or some shit like that? I swear to God, I'm not making this up. It's fucking fact. He, like, made a huge donation to some Tibetan fucking thing, and they made him an honorary Buddha.
Like, rule status?
Yeah, UFC.
And he's, like, in trouble with the mafia.
Who is? Steven Seagal?
Yeah, he was, like, in trouble, like... He was like, they were extorting money from him or some shit like that. So you see, my thesis is correct.
Well, I
think that he's cool.
Well, okay, Jean-Claude Van Damme is five times as whack as fucking Steven Seagal is.
No, like, he isn't.
Oh, come on, the guy got his ass kicked.
Oh, he's way more whack.
You think so?
Oh, no doubt about it. What was that movie he was in with one of the Wayans brothers, and he's walking around in this like psychedelic moo-moo and shit?
Oh, the Glimmer Man.
Yo, man, that movie was terrible.
Apparently it's doing
like,
not bad.
It's like avant-garde, it's so terrible. It was like Bergman-esque and shit.
I think he needs to make like I want to cast Steven Seagal in a year 2000 remake of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. That's what I want to see. I want to see him doing the fucking drag queen thing. That'd be awesome. But
anyway. What about these guys smuggling dope?
Anyway, long story short, they fucking, you know, the RCMP there, they're all fucking smiles and giggles because they busted these guys. And then they interview people who live along the border, right?
Yeah.
And the people along the border are all like, oh, yeah, there's five or six of these guys go through the bush every week. It's kind of a joke, really, that they caught these guys. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself going, fuck, man, there's five or six guys.
Yeah.
Wandering through the border every week with a backpack full of diamonds and money and guns. Now, if you wait for them to cross the border, because there's only so many fucking patches of forest they can run through, and you get yourself a good high-powered crossbow, which you can purchase in this country without having any kind of firearms acquisition license, you wait for this zip drive, you come through the border, you nail that fucker to a tree, you steal the bag of cash, he gets a shallow grave somewhere, the money's never reported stolen because it's illegal cash anyway, and you get some great cash dividends after keeping fucking scumbags out of your country. It's perfect. Pretty good scam, huh?
Why are we sitting here talking about
I know, I'm pretty pleased with it. I liked it a lot.
That's a very good idea.
Yeah, I'm full of those. I'm full of those. And it's ideas like that that got me $42,000. But anyway. So, yeah, that one is such a good idea, actually, that I keep telling people about it just so I won't go do it. Because I know the more people I tell about it, the less chance I have of actually going and doing it. Mind you, there's a lot of people who are in Canada listening to this, and they'd be like, damn, that's a good idea. Why don't we go do that shit? So, it could be cool. It could be cool. So,
you know what's going on down here?
No, what's going on down there?
Tons of bank robberies in New York. Tons.
Tons.
Like 5-6 bank robberies per day.
What the fuck? How does that work?
Well, how it works is, you know, like a guy walks into a bank and he flips a note under there and says, give me the money. And, I mean, people are like, oh, it's a security problem. It's a security problem. It's not a security problem. People don't have any motherfucking money. No fucking jobs.
So they're all robbing banks.
So it's like fucking Dillinger's about to come back to life. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, have you heard my theory on how to make the most money from a bank heist?
Give it to me, baby.
You'll like this one. You'll like this one. You don't actually, everyone knows that you never actually hit the bank, right? Because you never get any cash out of the fucking bank. You're only going to get, you know, like a few thousand dollars tops, right? So the one you want to hit are the fucking armored cars, right? So you need to know which armored car you're going to hit. And then all you do is wait until that armored car is going over a bridge, and you blow up the fucking bridge. You phone the thing in as a terrorist attack. The armored car goes in the drink. Everybody deep six is in the drink. You go underwater with just a little bit of demolitions training. You can blow that fucking armored car underwater, grab the cash, and fuck off. And it's 3 weeks before anybody even knows it's a robbery. Meanwhile, you're sitting in fucking Sweden or some shit, you know, getting a blowjob from some senorita while you're fucking drinking, like, you know, the best fucking wine in the house. I also work security at nights, Bill, where I get a lot of time to think about this kind of shit. But
do you write things down in, like, a little notebook?
Yeah, I do, actually. Yeah, I've got a...
When
I got
you die, they'll find them. It'll be, like, Seven and shit.
I know. It's probably going to be a lot like Seven now, actually, but... Yeah, yeah.
It's like all these little notebooks. It's like, oh, look at this. Here's one about how to, like, peanut butter out of your own shit and, like, sell it to people.
pretty much. Yeah, you can pretty much give me any problem in the world, and I can come up with the best way to do it. But that armored car one, the only reason why I can't do that is because I'm not into killing innocent people. That conscience morality thing is a real bitch for me.
Yeah, you ascribe to that whole Judeo-Christian thing.
Yeah, that whole, you know, don't hurt innocent people thing. Yeah, I've got a problem with that one, so I'm fucked there, too.
What about those guys in the Middle East who tried, you know, all the soldiers tried walking off with all that money?
Oh, the Three Kings movie?
Yeah. No, that actually happened.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Well, actually, stealing and looting in a war-torn country isn't a crime. It's a tradition. It's a lot like stealing from the army. It's not a crime. It's a tradition. Everybody does it. You know, everybody fucking walks.
These guys tried to walk off with, like, you know, $60,000 in their pants and shit. I mean, you can't run too fast. You know what I'm saying?
Not with gold. No. No, they were pretty...
It wasn't gold. This was cash.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't actually know the full story behind that, so I couldn't comment on that shit.
But...
Personally, I would have just buried it in the middle of the fucking desert and got a GPS reading and then gone back later on my own time.
And blown up the bridge. You gotta blow up the bridge.
Yeah, I gotta blow up a bridge, few action shots, couple of burning cars. Car goes in the air, explodes for no fucking reason. It's like the whole explosium concept. You ever hear about that?
What is explosium?
Explosium is what they make everything out of in Hollywood. Everything is made out of fucking explosium. If a car is airborne for more than 2 seconds, it explodes. If it's like this, these properties of this mythical metal called explosium. Like, you'll see it all the time. A car will go off a fucking cliff, and in the middle of the air, there's nothing touching this fucking car. The car detonates for no reason whatsoever. That's because the car is made of explosium, and there's all these other reasons. Like, if two cars hit doing more than 30 miles an hour, they explode. If a car's in a car accident and it like stays still for like 10 minutes, it'll explode. And that's because, you know, the star's got to get the fuck out of the car and run because it's going to blow, right? And they all know it's going to blow.
I love the one where, you know, people can run faster than flames. Always my favorite one.
Oh, the one where they're running in slow-mo and the fire's chasing them?
Yes, I love that. And that's my favorite shot. Because, you know, that happens to me all the fucking time.
Well, especially living in New York. Everybody knows New York is the new Vietnam, right? Like,
oh,
it's fucking
God.
Beirut down there.
Ay, ay, ay.
Like, the Gaza Strip is
fucking... You know what they're doing in New York? They're trying to turn New York into, like, Seattle and shit.
How's that possible? They're going to build a big needle?
Well, you know, short of, like, the needle and, like, moss growing on you and perpetual rain.
Right.
They've outlawed, like, everything that might attract people to New York, like smoking in bars, for instance. Like, you can't go to a bar and smoke anymore.
Well, welcome to the 21st century. But anyway.
What's that?
I thought that was like fucking, that's all over Canada, eh? Like, you can't do that anywhere in Canada anymore.
You can't smoke in a bar.
Fuck, dude, you can only smoke, like, by yourself under a blanket. That's pretty much it. Like, seriously, like, you're fucked. You can't smoke in any working environment. Anyone. You can't smoke in restaurants.
Yeah, in a professional environment, but you go...
No restaurants, no fucking, no place to eat, nothing like that.
You go into a bar to fuck your mind up.
This is true.
And you can't, like, fuck the rest of yourself up while you're there with a cigarette?
It's because of the secondhand smoke for the poor waitress who's got to work there.
What?
Am I making you crazy, Bill?
I'm going to kill you, you fuck!
Isn't that good? You like that one? That's a good one, huh?
Oh.
Do you smoke, Bill?
No, but I'm just saying that...
Well, now you can go places and you don't have to worry. Secondhand smoke is not a danger to you.
You don't understand. Like, walking down the street in Manhattan is like, it's like smoking a pack of cigarettes. I up to New York, it's like a city in an ashtray. It's like a brown haze over the fucking place. I mean, why bother?
How long have you lived in New York, Bill?
What do you think?
I you probably fucking born there. You probably weren't actually born. You probably were just a chunk of brown shit in the air that's like solidified and got into the IT trade. No, seriously, how long have you lived in New York?
Sentient, yes. That's more or less it. I mean, see, there's two types of New Yorkers. There's native New Yorkers and naturalized New Yorkers.
Oh, I see.
Real New Yorkers and fake New Yorkers.
Now, are you a real New Yorker?
I'm a real goddamn New Yorker. Yes. Not like one of these people, you know, grew up in Kansas and fantasized and was the biggest loser in high school. Fantasized about coming to New York ever since, you know, I heard my first Velvet Underground album. And then, like, you go to New York and you change your name and you become something fucking fabulous. No, I'm like outer borough scum. I'm like one step above, like, you know, the mafia guys walking around in, like, velvet jumpsuits and shit.
That's perfect. I personally...
That's what New York is, man.
What, brown haze, velvet mafia suits and shit?
Yeah.
In an ashtray.
Yeah, and everybody hating each other. Yeah, that's basically it.
That's kind of brutal, don't you think?
Yeah, but so what?
Yeah, so what? Fuck you, yeah.
Exactly. Fuck you and die, that fucking maple syrup boy.
Well, okay, all this...
I don't know. Well, you're in Vancouver, right?
Oh, yeah, hippie capital of the world right here. Best weed in the world.
That's like a nice fucking city.
It is a nice fucking city. It's very clean. It's very clean. People are generally polite. You're not allowed to do fuck all, but it's very clean. And we keep it that way by banning everything that's even remotely cool and fun. Like, bars shut down at 2. If you're fucking caught open past 2, they basically drag you out of the street and shoot you. There's like they keep banning all these events, like the indie and after hours parties. It's like Vancouver City is often called no fun city. Like no shit, it's just brutal. You wouldn't believe it.
Hey, are you from there?
Yeah, I was born, well, not in the city itself, but it's like, you know, the suburbs surrounding the city kind of thing, but yeah.
And, well, what did you do before you, you know, were married?
I was in the Army. I did the Army thing, and I, actually, you know, funny story, Bill, is I actually tried to join the French Foreign Legion when I was 19, but, up until fucking about 97, I was like a hardcore military guy.
Really?
I swear to God, yeah. Honest to God, I spent my whole life preparing to be fucking psycho killer blow shit up guy. No kidding. Not even joking. That was the whole dream. And then I like wound up joining the Army. I went out to this fucking shithole called Shiloh, Manitoba, where it's like minus a million like all the time. It's the coldest populated base in the world. Like there's colder bases like Antarctica and shit, but nobody lives there. And anyway, I spent 3 years in that hole, surrounded by fat fucking newfies who didn't want to get real jobs and said boy at the end of every sentence. And generally made me fucking insane. And kind of had to do the reinvent Sean thing. And then I got out and fucking started.
Became the success you are today.
Yeah, now, you know, they said that none of it would ever happen, you know, and make me happy. So
you were, like, doing, like, one-hand push-ups and shit in the whole bit?
Oh, 7-minute miles, the whole 9 yards. Yeah, you betcha. And the funny thing is, Bill, the really funny thing is the most successful shit I do. This, you're going to love this. The most successful shit I do. It's all military based. Like when I do the we went to Burning Man last year, right? We filmed that shit, and everybody, like they like the fact I went to Burning Man and stuff. But if I do an episode on like how to kit out your backpack so that you can like kill your whole family and take to the streets, that shit is the most popular shit ever. Everybody loves that stuff. So you know that's probably the direction I'm gonna go. And when I started the whole cult thing, when I was doing the cult thing, the number one clans of, like, the number one hard-ass people were all the Ronin. They're these guys who were fucking all set to, you know, take out the government and stuff. Then 9/11 happened, and I thought I better chill that shit out. But, you know, seriously, it was, like, fucking crazy. Everybody loves that stuff. It's nuts.
Isn't it disturbing to meet, like, your fans, and then they turn out to be the lunatic fringe, and it's like, oh my God, what the hell have I gotten myself into?
It's kind of weird, you know? This is no shit. I've never actually been afraid of my fans at all. Ever. Because...
Should.
No, I'm serious. I'm totally serious, because I actually really enjoy psycho fucking fans. Like, really crazy, helter-skelter, drawing blood on the wall kind of fans, you know what I mean? Like, I've always kind of had that sort of that fantasy about having female fans that are so fucking crazy about you, you know, they'll, like, kill people and write your name on their chest and shit like that. I think that's fucking hot. You know?
Now, let me ask cohort there. You shut up for a second.
Okay.
I bet Sean is, like, the quietest fucking guy around his wife. Is that true, Sumerian?
No, he's loud all the time. Always has been.
Yeah, pretty much. My wife is super cool, though. She's the only one sacred thing I got in my life. I never ever discuss my wife on the air or anything like that, but yeah.
But... Really? So you're like loud ass? You're a loud ass all the time?
A lot of the time, yeah. I have a hard time. I'm only usually a loud ass. Like, I'm not a loud ass for the sake of being a loud ass. Those people are annoying. I'm usually just a loud ass because there's shit that's fucked up and I have to say something about it.
Right. But yeah. You're not like one of these guys who goes home at night and you're like totally quiet. Nah, you're lying to me. You're fucking quiet as a church mouse when you go home.
Yeah, I'm whipped. Okay, Bill. You happy now? Like, what?
I want you to admit you are.
I'm not. My wife married me because she loves me for who I am. That's it.
Does she give you, like, a little, like a grocery list when you walk out of the house and stuff?
Actually, no, I make all the grocery lists.
Really?
Yeah, honest to God.
Does she, like, buy you shirts and stuff? Like if you're
No, I mostly, you know what I mostly wear? No shit. This is no word of a lie. You know where I do most of my clothing shopping?
Where?
Dave's Army Surplus. I'm not even kidding. I'm like, the motto of...
What are you wearing now?
I swear to God, what I'm wearing right now is I'm wearing blue socks, because nobody gives a fuck where they buy their socks anyway. And if you do, you're a fuck. I'm wearing chocolate chip pattern, which is the desert camouflage pattern that the United States doesn't use anymore.
Yeah.
But it looks like the chocolate chip. I've got chocolate chip combat shorts on. While I was running my dog at the beach, I got a fucking cool dog, you dig him. I got a longbow jersey given to me by a guy who was running a shirt press. So it's like a Longbow beer, and I got that jersey given to me by this fucking guy. I've got an Eagle Industries tactical SWAT watch band covering my Casio Pathfinder. And I just got... Did you see Black Hawk Down?
No. No. But I got your
Black Hawk Down? You have not seen Black Hawk Down?
No.
Jesus Christ, Bill. What's wrong with you?
Kind of guy that... I watched Ronin the other night for like the 300th time.
Oh, my God. You've got to see Black Hawk Down, man. It's a good movie. Anyway, okay. Have you seen Tears of the Sun?
No.
Oh, fuck, guy.
I watched like five movies like a thousand times each. Like if you want to talk about like Goodfellas, we could talk about Goodfellas.
Well, you live in New York. I mean, no shit, you're gonna watch Goodfellas 6,000 times. So what? Ronin, Goodfellas, what else?
Last Tango in Paris.
Never seen it.
How about On the Waterfront?
Never seen that either.
See.
Your movies suck.
You suck, man. You and your fucking, like, let's go to war fucking outfit, man. What's with that?
You should be all for like, that shit. You're from
shit, though, when you go on, like, computer repair thing.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Your quickie fix computer thing.
Now he's all mad. I heard Joe's feeling.
Well, I gotta retaliate. Now,
of course you do. You're American.
Never like horny housewives hitting on you?
No, I know. I actually mostly only do corporate office work.
Yeah,
I swear to God, I really expected... When I started up the business, I was doing web hosting, and I figured in-home repair would be the shit, right? No dice. It's all fucking web hosting is the number one moneymaker, and fucking it's all corporate shit. Guys want me to go to their office.
My friend is a general contractor, and he, like, have all these horny housewives.
I've heard that. That's some scary shit.
All the time. So, like, he goes over to this woman's house one day.
Is he single?
Not anymore.
Oh, okay.
He goes over to this woman's house to, like, fix some shit.
Right.
And he looks out the window, and, like, the fucking, like, the Mexican gardener guy is, like, fucking pounding this woman's ass, like, out on the lawn. And he's like, okay, very good. So, like, you know, that never happened to you?
No Mexican gardeners pounding fucking clients' ass. No, I've never had that happen.
Would you do that?
What, pound a Mexican gardener in the ass?
No,
or what?
No! Actually, what you do want to do. Okay, never mind. No. I want to ask you about those things.
Oh, yeah, right.
Rant Radio is a family thing, I understand.
Yeah, taboo, American
family
style.
Family values, buddy.
Yeah, family values. Kay Parker, you know it. Anyway, like, we've talked about fucking everything under the sun here, except for your new...
Stop it. We're just getting to, like, the good stuff, buddy boy.
Yeah, I know. So, let's talk, because I'm...
Don't you wish you were 23 years old again?
That all depends. Is it 23 years old with the knowledge I have now, or is it 23 years old for no reason?
Oh, listen to me here.
Listening.
When I was 23...
When you were 23...
Lesbians had not been invented.
How old are you, Bill?
I'll be 97.
You probably only look it. No,
I'm in my 30s, but listen to me.
Okay.
Like, first of all, titties.
Right.
Look so much better these days. Like, women get fucking breast implants. They have, like, these fucking high-tech bras. Right? Titties look a lot better. Then you have, like, chicks doing each other and threesomes and all this other shit. 23-year-old guys really have a fucking wealth of opportunities, man.
Okay, you are so full of shit, it's not even funny, guy.
I am not full of shit.
You are full of shit. Hear me out. You always hear about these fucking, you know, these huge lesbian fucking parties, and you think that, yeah, these guys are getting all this ass, and this is all going on. I'm here to tell you, I got a lot of fans, okay, who are in their early 20s. They're not getting all that ass.
But you see, this is the rant radio demographic. This is the fucking pissed off demographic. I mean, listen,
well, yeah, if you wanted to be a bunch of fucking...
I were out there. Look, if I were doing out there doing two chicks at once, why the fuck would I want to listen to you? Well, me! Listen to me. Hear me out.
Okay, I'm hearing.
Look, I don't want to burst your bubble.
Okay, no bubble bursting.
You may be the man north of the Canadian border. There was a guy south of the Canadian border who was more the man than you and I will ever be.
And who is that?
My friend's brother, Dean.
My friend's brother, Dean. He's the shit.
Hey,
okay.
Listen to me.
Okay, I'm listening.
Had four separate threesomes.
That makes him cool?
You goddamn right it makes him cool.
Four separate threesomes, and that's it. That's the criteria for being fucking cool.
Yeah.
You know, Bill, I'm rapidly losing respect for you. What's that?
Who's cool? Put up a fucking poll after this radio show, man. Who's cooler? Sean with his 42 G's in the hole and his chocolate chip fucking outfit looking like a fucking cookie? Or Dean with four fucking threesomes to his name?
Well, it all depends.
I think I know who'd win.
It all depends how quickly Dino's gonna fucking check out after his cock rots off.
Oh, he's a nice, healthy young man.
Yeah, right now. Give him about 6-8 months, man. Why don't you talk to Eazy-E? He had a lot of fucking threesomes.
Stuff for a while. He's been very successful.
Yeah.
Like, you break a barrier, and then you just know how it's done. Like, look, my friend lives in Florida. On the way down, he's going to be there for 4 days. On the way down, he meets these two chicks on the fucking plane and manages to work a fucking threesome in. En route, man. There are guys out there who do this shit.
You know, Bill, I hate to bring this up at this particular injunction of the show, but I was under the impression we were going to be talking about your book on this interview. Not like our life in threesomes.
What's better to talk about? Like, threesomes or my book?
Well, I mean...
Yeah, all right, we can talk about the book.
Okay.
Well, you know what? You don't want to... You just realize that this guy is the man.
That's right. That's exactly it. You nailed it.
You want to, like, spin this shit.
Yeah, I cannot compete with the virility of the American people. It's true. I am completely in awe of the size...
Honestly,
I'm in awe of everyone's...
You fucking, like, talk to this guy?
You know, Dean, my brother's friend, Dean, is the shit. Hello, I bow in homage to the four threesome-having guy when all I have is just, you know, 4 years of trying to make the world a better place. I should be out there, you know, slamming ass. You know, that should be my number one fucking goal in life. Absolutely. Especially in this day and age where, you know, depending on what you do can fucking kill you. I mean, come on, man. Give me a fucking break. Just so some guy gets some ass doesn't make him the shit. I mean, any fucking clown with half a brain can go get laid. So what? What's the big fucking deal? You know what I mean? It's like...
No, I don't know what you mean.
I know. Come on, man. Give me a break, Bill. You got no problem getting pussy whatsoever. You're just pissed off because your woman fucked off. So now you're all mad.
Oh, no. Listen to me.
Okay, I'm listening.
Dude, look, when I was young, it was like the greatest thing, and the most amazing thing in the world to have one woman. Now, these guys are getting two fucking broads at the same time.
That's fucked up, man. You know, honestly, what I think, and this is God's truth, you're going to call me a complete freak here, and we are going to cease to have anything in common after this one comment I'm about to make here, okay?
Good to me.
I fucking think that screwing two chicks at once is sick. I think that's fucking wrong, man. I really do.
I think.
Sim? What do you think of the two-on-one chick?
Maybe.
That would be absolutely amazing.
You're outnumbered there, Sean.
What? So what else is fucking new? I don't give a shit. Yeah, oh well, if I'm surrounded by 10 idiots and they all agree, they're right. No.
Listen to me now. What's better? Here's a very simple question that even you, Sean, could understand.
Oh, okay, lay it on me.
What's better than one woman?
What? What kind of a fucking question is that?
The answer is two women.
Okay. Oh, man.
Stand the logic of that.
No, dude. Like, that's just fucking wrong. That's...
Oh,
you know what you're
right.
No, listen up. You're now describing the action of what is wrong with the United States and the fucking world.
Oh, my God.
I'm serious. Hear me? Now, you listen to me, motherfucker. This is how it is. How it is that because of this fucking hedonistic nature that we've got in our fucking culture, and anybody who even talks about this shit, anybody who says, oh, well, you know, we're all fucking hedonists and shit like that, they're immediately labeled as a bunch of psycho-Christian fucks.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, give it to me. Let's hear it.
All right, so hear me out. You know what? like, women are not fucking sex objects. It's not about fucking...
Shut up!
I'm not finished yet, so shut the fuck up! It's not about women or not.
Just got yourself a whole new set of fans, Dad.
No, man, I'm here to fucking tell ya.
You're fucking Cordello, man. Hardcore fans are like, man, this guy is whack.
No, man.
You know what jump the shark means? This show just jumped the shark, man. That's it.
No, man, I'm here to tell ya. I'm
fucking rant Christian radio.
No, guys. Why? Just because I don't think fucking all chicks are fucking some piece of meat?
Who said that?
You fucking said that, Bill.
Anything.
You fucking did, man. Two chicks at once. Why don't I just go turn on Fox right now? Give me a fucking break, man. I mean, come on.
Oh, my God.
Oh, come on, dude. Don't give me that shit. There's a lot more going on in the world. There's a lot more shit. That's the reason why the world got as fucked up as it is right now anyway. It's all this hedonistic bullshit that everybody's just going with. Quick distraction. Lots of titties. Give me that ass. And everything else has turned into a big fuck show. Oh. I mean, look at Vegas. Do you like Vegas, Bill? Are you a Vegas man? Do you like Las Vegas?
No.
Okay, why not, Bill?
Because it sucks. It's not interesting.
That's it? It sucks and it's not interesting? No, you don't like Las Vegas, Bill, because Las Vegas is a temple of hedonistic bullshit. It is a complete fucking, just a perfect example of, like, the whole American dream, flash-in-the-pan bullshit. Las Vegas is the internet boom in a nutshell. It's all vapor and fucking spam. You can't even look anywhere in Vegas without getting a pop-up window, for fuck's sakes, okay? The whole place is just messed. And that's the reason why. So when people are going off about, you know, oh, yeah, blah, 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 blah.
All right, so what you're saying to me...
What I'm saying to you is...
What you're saying to me is, if you were 23 and not married, and you had a fucking hard-on, and you had were in a bar, and you have, like, two hot chicks hitting on you, say no.
Yeah, I have said no in the past.
I laugh at you.
You laugh away. Laugh the fuck away, caterer. I'm just saying that, for fuck's sake, you can't just sit there and demand. You're doing PR for a company. I should know this. I mean, that's all fucking business suit, backsliding salesman bullshit, man. So what, a guy gets fucking threesomes. Big fucking deal. There's more to life than that. I mean, come on, dude. You're, like, totally shattering my image of you here. Like, I'm all respectful as shit, you're an author, you got all this shit going on, and now you're coming at me about fucking, you know, being all like, oh, wow, I got some ass. Well, big fucking deal, dude. You're better than that.
All right, let's leave it up to the people.
All right, we'll leave that shit up to
the people. We'll leave it up to the people.
All right, we'll leave it up to the people.
Are you going
to
put up a poll?
What?
On the site. The fucking man.
Somebody can put up a poll. I'm sure that there will be a poll up before the end of the show.
You got to put up a poll and have everybody vote.
All right, well, what's the poll? What are the two categories?
Who is the fucking man? Sean or Dean with the threesomes?
Fair enough. All right, I don't really give a fuck.
Let the world decide.
Well,
dude,
it wouldn't really even fucking matter because I was calling myself the fucking man when there was more listeners than, or there was more people in the studio than there were listeners, and it really doesn't make a difference because, you know, not to get all fucking.
I just want to get an idea of what.
Sure, yeah, if you want to find out who.
Let's have some cyber democracy, man.
Sure.
If Dean loses, I'll come back in a few weeks and I'll apologize.
Oh, okay.
How's that?
Yeah, that's fine. Good enough. But I'm here to tell you. My whole point here is that there's more to life than just trying to get fucking threesomes. That's my whole goal here, you know what I mean?
I'm not saying it's the sum total.
You fucking are, man! You just said that he's the fucking man, because my brother's friend Dean has got fucking four threesomes. That's amazing. He's the shit. Somebody elect him emperor of the fucking world.
Well, I'd rather vote for him than George Bush.
Well, that's a given. But, I mean...
What does Sumerian say? What do you say, buddy? Are you with me or are you with your friend here?
No comment.
See, he's a hardcore fence sitter, man. He never makes the comments about fuck all. You know, he's kind of the Ed McMahon in the
same
situation.
He was with me before.
What's that?
He's on my side.
I don't give a
fuck. Take it over.
And what does that prove anyway?
So what? You seem to have this mentality where, like, if there were 7 million people and they all agreed with you, somehow I would be like, oh, I'm in the minority. I feel bad. You know what? Because my crazy fucking name-carving fans will kill most of the other fans and feed them to, like, this new machine. Did you hear about this new machine they just made where they can take, like, any organic material and make gas out of it? I'm not even making this up. They can take, like, a 180-pound man and make, like, 30 liters of fucking gas, oil, and sterilized water out of it. I think that's the greatest shit ever.
Really?
Honest to God. Honest to God. We had it on the show last week? 3 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago? Yeah, it's fucking this crazy piece of kit. It's like any organic mass. And if, like, they actually gave the stat of if a 150-pound man fell into it. And I'm like, accidentally fell in. You'd get this much gas and this much water and this much fucking oil. I'm like, oh, my God. This
Let me ask you something. Are there a lot of donuts in your donut places in your town?
Yeah, there's Tim Hortons is a distinctly Canadian thing, actually.
What is it with Canadians and donuts?
I don't really know. I think it's because Tim Horton, the actual dude Tim Horton, used to be a hockey player, and Canada's, like, all about hockey.
Right. And hockey hair.
Hockey
hair?
Do I?
Yeah.
No, that's why I asked you about Black Hawk Down, because there's a guy who drove, like, a Humvee. He was this dude who drove a Humvee and shit. He was, like, a sergeant. My haircut looks exactly like his. I've got, like, a complete military jarhead mohawk on the go right now.
Really?
I swear to God, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, I think so. It's really cool in the summertime. I'm all for having super fucking short hair in the summertime, man.
I have super short hair all the time.
You do?
Yeah.
How short is your hair?
I don't know. I'd say about a quarter inch long.
All the way around?
And, yeah, yeah.
Holy fuck, dude. That's really short.
Yeah, yeah. It's short, man.
That's
it's short.
Cool. That's cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, utilitarian, man.
Yeah.
Utilitarian.
And chicks dig it.
Oh, you want the threesomes. You know,
yeah,
you gotta,
yeah, that's right.
Or any wind resistance.
That's right.
Running for those lesbians.
That's right. They can't be lesbians, Bill, otherwise it won't be a threesome.
That's true.
In that case, you're a rapist.
I don't know what they are, but it's fun.
Confused. Anyway, so...
Well, let me ask you something.
Oh, Jesus.
Are you serious about this book stuff, or you just, like, jerking me off?
No, I'm serious. As a matter of fact, I got, to be honest with you, the way I'm going to publish them is because, like...
Don't fucking self-publish the motherfucking things.
Okay.
Oh, I'm serious. Don't self-publish them.
All right, well, the thing is that I did send out a bunch of queries, but, I mean, it's fucking hard to get into that shit, so I'm just like, well, what the hell else am I going to do?
Well, I mean, what you got to do is you have to, you have to find out the agent for a particular book that it might resemble, right? So if there's an author or series group of authors that you might be interested in, call and find out who repped the book.
Well, you know what I'll do? What I'll do, Bill, no shit here. What I'll do here is I'll send you a copy of the fucking thing. Okay, I'll print it all off so it won't be in PDF or fuck all. I'll send you a copy of the goddamn thing, and you can read it and then tell me whether or not you think it sucks ass, because you're from New York and you'll do that.
Yes.
And if you think it sucks ass, you say, guess what, Sean? Don't quit your fucking J job. Stay with your Mr. Fix-It $42,000 computer bullshit. Or you'll say, hey, fact, you know, you should fucking do
something. Pounding guys in the ass.
Pounding guys in the ass for money.
Computer.
Yeah, yep, that's right. Incidentally, porn makes a lot of money.
Your little computer gigolo thing.
That's right. You know, porn makes a lot of cash, if you can get into that.
I've heard.
I've got a buddy of mine who apparently is going to be doing 1 month. He's going to do one film, and he's going to bring in $60K.
What is he doing?
Fucking some chicks on film. Like, he's a halfway decent-looking guy. Like,
are you opposed to this?
What? If you're single, no. Go fill your boots. Fuck, everybody's consenting adults.
Now all of a sudden, porn is okay.
Yeah, but that's different. That's different. You're not trying to get meaningful fucking relationships out of porn.
Dude, there are big holes in your logic, but go ahead anyway. What's the name of the movie?
I have no idea. Honest to God, I have no idea. It's kind of a thing not a lot of people are supposed to know about, and even if I did know, I wouldn't say shit about it. But I do know a guy, that's the figure I'll give out, is that he was $60K for like a month worth of work.
I thought they made them in, like, 2 days or something.
It depends. Well, there's, like, the fucking motel squad, right? But then you got, like, you know, guys who put together, like, actual fucking, like, Vivid Video and shit like that.
Right.
Like, the big production movies and shit.
Huh.
Crazy, huh?
I didn't know they shot fucking porn movies up in... Is he in L.A. or is he up in Vancouver?
I'm not going to say that.
Oh, it's like he's in the back of the, like, the Dairy Queen and shit. I think it's called Spike.
Okay, Bill, did you say...
The women are going to be, like, throwing donuts onto his dick and shit.
That's right. It'll be... It's called Tim Hortons and the fucking Valley of Delight.
Exactly, see that?
Looking for the Silicon Valley. Okay, Bill, I gotta go, man.
Why?
Because I gotta fucking the rest of the show format to do here.
Oh, fuck that. Well, anyway, all right, well, listen.
All right, watch.
Buy my fucking book. It's called Net Slaves 2.0. It's about these strange and insane things that have happened to technology people like me and how they've gone. Some of them have gone insane.
Not including yourself, of course.
Because I'm already insane.
Right, that's right. Any threesomes in the book?
No.
Okay. Oh, of course.
It's only write about what I know.
It's about IT workers. What do you want?
Hey, listen, if anybody, you know, wants to fuck me from your listeners, have them contact me.
All right. Well, we'll see if we can set you up with a threesome on the go.
Listen, are you going to send me this thing or not?
No, I will. Honest to God. Actually, I've got your email, and I'm going to drop you a line.
Well, I don't know. Did you know how to send email?
I learned.
You learned? Okay.
Sim showed me just before the show.
And are you going to put up the poll? Is that in the agenda? Have you guys penciled that in?
Sim is looking after that. It's already there. It's already been up. What's the link?
You sure? If I go and log on now, vote against you?
You can create a little script, Bill, that will fucking put you over the top, and you can run around your fucking apartment with your quarter-inch hair and claim
that's
that you're...
That's what I'm planning to do.
I'm thinking so.
And are you going to take... Is there going to be any more, like, shots of, like, Smokey's ass on my site?
No, but there's going to be a picture of Smokehouse's ass on the voting poll page.
Oh, my God. All right, well, listen. I love you anyway.
I love you too, Bill.
Even though you're a Christian nut.
Yeah, that's me. Right up here. Sean with the moral majority. That's my new fucking electorate.
Coming back in a few weeks, you fuck.
All right, Bill. Hey, be cool. I'm gonna give you an email, and next little while we'll fucking hook some shit up, man. I'd love to come down there and hang out sometime.
Oh, dude, you're the open invitation, baby.
Right on, man. I will check you later. Be cool.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, so I'm going to keep doing the show thing here once I get my computer monitor to come back up while you... Is he gone? Is that it for him?
He is gone.
Okay.
Bill Lestard is gone.
That was his book. That was a fucking amazingly bizarre interview.
Crazy.
Let's just move. I'm just going to do one story.
Crazy.
I'm going to do one story from... holy shit.
I know. He can... That man can talk.
Yeah, that man
and talk.
I had no idea what the fuck he was going to be on about there.
I didn't know what he was talking about half the time. He's like...
Okay, so getting back to the show here, I got a little bit of feedback. I'm going to do one feedback, one general news. Okay, feedback from Slinger. Guys, I'd be glad to donate to the cause. Woo! You deserve it. But,
big but.
Ain't there always a but in the picture somewhere?
There is.
I don't want to use credit card. And I don't trust these early internet versions of server or PayPal, and it just doesn't sound that just sound a little too cute. Call me paranoid, it's just the way I do business. Anyway, if you get a postal box, some sort of snail mail address, you might find not only me but several people who will send you cash, money orders, or live checks. Hey, if I got a couple checks bounce, it's more than you're making now. Scratch the checks. I forgot banks have check fees, cash or money order. You know your audience has probably got a lot more share of conspiracy freaks. Only the good ones. Only the really good fans. And they love stories like this. They don't want to use ID like a credit card on the web. But I have had people use my identity to get credit before. It's a major pain, at the start of the message. Okay, I see what he's saying, because he's talking about the butt, as in the big butt. Good luck, and that is from Slinger. Okay. That's okay. I can understand that.
It's our crowd, right? The crowd, they're paranoid. They don't want to give out information.
Okay,
Cat is king, right?
If you want to send me something, you can send it to 2033 208th Street, Langley, B.C., Canada. V3Z2A6. So you can put that in the IRC. That is my mailing address. And you don't actually have to send me cash. It'd be cool to send me whatever the fuck you want to send me. If you want to send me, like, I don't know, weird things like that DVD. Buddy sent me a DVD the other day. So we can put that on the site, I guess, if somebody wants to snail mail stuff to us. That's cool. I don't give a fuck. And sweet, so that's it. And I'm sure you'll probably create some sort of a mailing address for you, because you're paranoid about these psychos.
If somebody wants my mailing address, just email me, info@rantradio.com.
And we will hand that shit out.
You betcha.
Okay.
Free stickers in every package.
Yeah, that's right. And every package we send back for some fucked up reason.
Exactly.
In the general news, from Wagga War, music is bad.
Is it?
Uh-oh. Yeah, apparently, from CNN. Violent lyrics. Remember, you know, every few years this shows up. Every
it does.
Decade.
It does. Every decade
violent
there's
lyrics.
Right around
didn't
the
this show up in about 1983?
It goes
started?
Like, it goes like 83, 93, 2003.
Yeah,
every,
it's
every
like
decade.
Fucking, oh my God. Violent lyrics in songs increase aggression-related thoughts and emotions could indirectly create more hostile and social environment. A study released on Sundays by U.S. Psychology Association found the Washington, D.C.-based American Psychological Association, APA, released a study resulting from five experiments involving over 500 college students in the May issue of Journal of Personality and Social Psychology. The violent songs increase feelings of hostility without provocation or threat, according to the study. It is said that the effect was not the result of difference in musical style, specific performing artists, or arousal properties in the songs. Even the humorous violent songs increased aggressive thoughts. The group said the study contradicts popular notions that listening to angry, violent music actually serves as a positive catharsis for people.
It calms me.
Yeah, you know, if I had nothing but Barry Manilow to listen to, boy, I'd be fucking calm. No, bullshit. If I had nothing to listen to but Enya 24/7,
uh-huh.
Dude, I'd be like fucking, I'd be in a clock tower tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
So in honor of this, I've got some good halftime music for you guys today. Stick around. I've got some actual poignant news that has something to do with your life coming right up. Alrighty then, we are back onto this wonderfully West Coast episode of fucking...
West Coast episode.
The West Coast episode. I just went back and went through the IRC, because that's what I do during halftime music.
That's
and
right.
Checking what everybody was saying, and I was pretty surprised, actually. I was fully expecting to be ripped on in the IRC, but everyone's just like...
They're all on your side, Sean.
Yeah, they're all like, fuck Bill. Which is, like, it's kind of funny, you know, but kind of makes me feel warm and fuzzy inside. What do you got for a sim? I didn't ask you that before we went to the break.
No, that's okay. TYD, a listener, he is putting together a radio show, and it's a pretty unique idea. What he puts out, anybody interested, he puts out a script to them, and they pick a part in the script, and then record their voice doing the part, and send it back to him. He puts it all together, and you come out with a radio play.
Well, that's fucking cool.
Yeah. So he's got a forum set up in Rant Radio for that,
okay.
And I'm going to post in the IRC, and anybody interested in that, I have done a part for the latest one.
Okay, and I'm supposed to do a part, right?
You're supposed to do a part.
Right,
so
we'll do that tonight.
They want to get, yeah, okay, I've still got the script, so we can pick out a part or whatever.
Yeah, I think I'm supposed to play God.
Ah.
I think is how that's supposed to work. I haven't seen the script or fuck all, so.
Okay. It's pretty easy read, so it's not too bad.
All right.
Yeah. I got an email.
Jesus Christ, it's 10 o'clock already.
This is quick.
Hurry up.
I'll skip that one.
Okay.
Anybody wants stickers, Rant Radio stickers, just by themselves, easy way to get them, send a self-addressed
stamped envelope. Yeah, no shit.
To me. And if you want my address, info@rantradio.com, I'll send them out to anybody.
And we'll send you stickers!
Because I've got a lot of them, and you guys want them.
And so, why
there
not?
There you go.
So, send us a self-addressed stamped, and fuck, away you go.
Exactly.
Nicely done. Bear in mind, we're in Canada.
Yes.
So, get
it. Think about Canada to U.S. stamp needage, that kind of thing.
Needage.
Needage. It's my new word.
Is that a real word?
If enough people say it, it is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
No, that's it. Go ahead.
Moving on! Into the Illuminati news. Everything is under control. Wog of War and Tyrians both sent to me this one. This is kind of crazy. U.S. says Canada cares too much about liberties. Here's a link. The United States says that lack of funding for police and restrictive privacy legislation in Canada are frustrating probes of political extremists. Jesus, you Canadians, you got too much freedom. The comments at an annual Board of International Terrorism were the latest critical remarks from the U.S. apparently aimed at prodding Canada to bring its security measures in line. In line with what? The State Department report on global terrorism for 2002 suggests that while Canada has been helpful in the fight against terrorism, it doesn't spend enough on policing and places too much emphasis on civil liberties.
Oh, Jesus. We're crazy.
What terrorism? Here's another link. The U.S. State Department annual report said Wednesday that terrorists were down to an overall last year. The lowest level since the 1960s, but Canada's got too much civil liberties.
What?
Yeah, seriously.
They have a poll that terrorists take. Are you a terrorist or not?
No.
Me?
Terrorist
yes?
attacks. They take all the attacks.
Attacks.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the world is still a dangerous place. Terrorism still casts its grim shadow across the globe, Secretary of State Colin Powell told the news conference.
Mm-hmm.
Even as I speak, terrorists are planning appalling crimes and trying to get their hands on weapons.
Oh my God.
Powell said we cannot and will not relax our resolve, our efforts, and our vigil. The report, called The Patterns on Global Terrorism, said that although Syria, Sudan, and Libya had taken steps to combat terrorism, they had not done enough to be taken off the list of state sponsors of terrorism.
They must oppress their people much
yeah.
more.
Just like the United States.
Keep them under control.
Yeah.
And happy.
Yeah, that's a little frightening when, like... I don't know, man. Like, I support a lot of groundline troops and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, man. I'm a little bit concerned about some of that shit, though. Like, yeah, Canada, some of Canada's policies are kind of fucked. You know what I mean? Like, I do think that our immigration should be a fucking shitload tighter than it is.
Yeah.
You know, they'll let every swinging dick in here.
Yes, they do.
You know, and then some people are like, well, Sean, that's dangerously close to racism. No, it's not, actually. They do let every swinging dick into this country, and they don't do any background checks whatsoever. We shouldn't really have criminals in this fucking country, you know what I mean?
No, that's usually frowned upon. We don't really want to house them in the prisons. And
yeah, you know.
Why have them come here in
the
first place?
And plus, a lot of them are running from the law in their own country to start with. I mean...
those ones.
You know, like, I'm not saying we need to go Australia here, where they have, like, the SAS fucking, like...
Just Vancouver Island
well,
is to Australia, the new Australia.
Well, if the new, like, seriously, in Australia, man, if you're approaching the country and you're in a refugee boat and you don't fucking turn around, they sink you.
Really?
Yeah, they fucking shoot you.
Wow.
Yeah, they're pretty serious about that whole
thing. They're like, no, you're not coming here. No, no, no.
They're like, fuck off.
We told
you. Refugees, we're dying. We don't fucking care. Don't come
go
here.
Back.
We'll fucking kill you. You know, the ocean may kill you, but we will kill you. So
pick your death.
Crazy. Remember that satellite that thumped the water? Or remember that satellite
that was going to come down?
That was going to come down?
Did it come down?
It did.
Oh.
And Wog of War says, Sean, first guess was right. Stop making prophecies.
Was in the water, right?
It was in the water, of course.
Okay, of course.
Not really a prophecy there.
It's a lot of water.
Kind of a no-brainer.
Yeah.
The Earth's link for it, an Italian-made satellite that crashed harmlessly into the Pacific Ocean after dozens of countries around the equator had braced for its freefall, officials said Wednesday. A spokesman for Italy's Civil Protection Department told Reuters the 1,400-kilogram, 3,086-pound Beppo Sax satellite, which was deactivated last year, landed in the Pacific around 2206 GMT on Tuesday, some 400 kilometers, 250 miles, from the Galapagos Islands.
That's pretty close.
That's where all the Wog turtles live.
Yes.
Maybe it had radioactive shit on it. We're going to have like a giant Galapagos turtle that'll fucking be like that Wog turtle that fucked up that pet shop. Italy had initially warned 39 countries of straddling the equator, including Brazil, Colombia, Indonesia, and Malaysia. They could be hit by pieces of the satellite on its uncontrolled reentry after 7 years in space.
Uncontrolled
Guys, yeah, there might be a fucking multi-ton thing coming out of the sky and smoking you right in the mind, so
watch,
be aware.
Disguise.
Just stop. Yeah, just watch for that, okay? Hey, thanks a lot.
Keep an eye open.
Why foreign news is cool. Here's a link from Pravda, which talks about the Aurora project,
Okay. Which
is fucking tight. In the beginning of the 1990s, Russian intelligence uncovered the fact the USA was testing a super-secret plane at one of its air bases. Russian agents attempted to see the new object with their own eyes and get a picture of it, but all attempts failed. The Americans provided incredible security for their secret weapon, and they tested the plane only at night. However, Russian agents managed to get some information about the new plane, which the USA calls Aurora in honor of the goddess of the dawn. The mystery aircraft is capable of flying very high, at a height of 40 or more kilometers. And even at the latest pursuit planes cannot fly that high. The Aurora plane also possesses fantastic supersonic speed, the so-called 6M speed, as scientists call it. 1M is equal to 340 meters a second. That's Mach, so it can do Mach 6. In other words, the Aurora can fly at a speed 2 kilometers a second, and this is not the limit. 2 kilometers a second, and that's not the limit. The speed is achieved due to extremely powerful engines and the special design of the plane and hull and wings. The aircraft was constructed based on stealth technology, which was selected by the American defense industry long ago. The technology poses great difficulties for both ground and air radar systems.
Mm-hmm.
Quite the Wog attack plane altogether. Right. That link from Wog of War. And we got to watch all the watch lists. This is something that came in from Trans. Here's a link to it. While errors in the Transportation Security Administration's no-fly list have famously raised the ire of innocent travelers and misidentified as terrorists. That'd be kind of scary, eh? There's something for a movie.
Yeah.
You get labeled a terrorist and you're not? Fucking pardon me while this rubber glove goes up my ass. It's far from the only government watch list in use. That's true. How many fucking watch lists are there? In a report released last week, General Accounting Office's Congress investigative arm counted no less than 12 different government databases cataloging purportedly dangerous people,
wow,
maintained by 9 different federal agencies and accessed by 50 others, a tangled web of largely incompatible systems that the GAO would like to see merged into one.
I bet they would.
Agencies have developed their respective watch lists and have managed their use in isolation from each other. In recognition of each agency's unique legal, cultural, and technological environments, wrote investigators, the result is inconsistent and limited sharing.
That'd be funny if they put it all together and everyone's on the list.
Well, why don't they just make it peer-to-peer so everyone has access to it?
Share. Come on, share.
Yeah, why not? You know, just based on Kazaa. You can type in somebody's name and get whatever you can back. That'd be fucking cool. That way everyone could access it. You can't write to it, but you could access it.
Yeah, yeah. That would be interesting.
Somebody linked
it up to some Kazaa or something.
Yeah, and you would know everything. No, the whole program's like that. So everyone could like type in, you know, Sean Kennedy, and they get like all my shit. That'd be so fucking cool. I've got nothing to hide. Fuck them. All these lists contain names and birth dates. Others, like INS's automated biometric identification system and the State Department tip-off database, also holds fingerprints and photographs.
Ooh, that's
scary.
Scantily clad photographs.
Some includes get your mind out of the gutter, man. Some includes information on large financial transactions and travel history.
Mm.
That's a little frightening. And once again, Cyberpunk State Coming, the coming of hardcore Black Ice, and this is from Terrence again.
Uh-huh.
The music industry's five majors, the Universal Music Corp, the unit of Vivendi Universal, the Warner Music Group, unit of AOL Time Warner, Sony Music Entertainment, BMG, and EMI have financed the development of counter-piracy programs, according to executives, but none would discuss the details publicly. Warner Music issued a statement saying, "We do everything we feel is appropriate within the law in order to protect our copyrights." A spokeswoman for Universal Music said the company is engaged in legal technical measures. Yeah. Whether the record companies decide to unleash their tougher anti-piracy campaign has created a divide amongst the music executives concerned about finding balance between stamping out piracy and infuriating its music listening customers. Yeah, you go ahead and do that and watch what the fuck happened. Learn a lesson from Madonna much.
Uh-huh.
There are also questions about whether companies could be held liable by individuals who have their computers attacked. Some of this stuff is going to be illegal, said Lawrence Legis, a professor at Stanford Law School who specializes in internet copyright issues. It depends if they are doing a sufficient amount of damage. The law has ways of dealing with copyright infringement. Freezing people's computers is not within the scope of copyright laws.
Yep.
That's okay.
That shit before.
As we know, he who have the biggest lawyers wins.
Mm-hmm.
So as depressing as that is, it's probably going to just be the way the world works right now. Now, from Monkey God.
Monkey God.
Monkey God. Never got an email from this guy before.
No,
very, very cool. Gestapo much? President Bush named former Deputy CIA Director Air Force General John Gordon to be his new Homeland Security advisor. The White House announced Tuesday. Gordon will help coordinate the White House policies, the recently created Department of Homeland Security, and other defense and intelligence agencies. Hmm. So the CIA answers to these guys, says Presidential Spokesman Ari Fleischer. Gordon, currently a Presidential National Security Advisor for Combating Terrorism, will take post initially held by former Pennsylvania Governor Tom Ridge, who left the White House to head the new department. Interesting. This job does not require Senate confirmation. Let me read that again. The job does not require Senate confirmation. The White House still needs to have an office here in the White House, much smaller than the department, according to coordinate the various entities that are involved in Homeland Security, Fletcher said. Gordon, four-star general, also worked for the first President Bush, a staff member of the National Security Council. Now, what does that mean?
That means
that this guy who's the Department of Homeland Security does not require Senate confirmation. That's what I'm getting from this.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that whatever the Department of Homeland Security wants to do,
they
can do without the
do
Senate
it.
Fucking getting involved. Because it's security-related. Gestapo much?
They can sign their own name at the bottom of anything they write.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it's fucking law because, hey.
That's the way it works.
Thanks to the George Orwell world we live in. Thank you so much. Now, Kit Corner. This week, I actually had a bit of a revelation about a piece of equipment that I was kind of bidding on eBay and stuff like that. And I started thinking about it. Now, up until recently, I've been looking for the ultimate WOG knife. Right? I've been searching it because I'm like a big knife guy.
Yep.
And the thing is with a knife is that it can't be too big, right? But you want to get all the chopping tasks and be able to use it for finite stuff and, you know, do everything like that.
But you don't want this big thing hanging off your belt for everyone to see, right?
Or in your backpack, because I had a Kukri. I have a Himalayan Ports Kukri that's 18 inches. Really fucking nice.
But it's big.
Well, it's big and it's heavy. You know what I mean?
It looks threatening.
Oh, well, yeah. There's the fuck out of everybody.
So what are you going to do with that?
You know what I mean? Because there's only really one use for that shit.
Yep.
You know.
Chopping up heads.
Now, this led me to think about another piece of equipment, which I was looking around, and my buddy started going off about tomahawks.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought, a tomahawk?
Traditional Native Indian weapon?
Well, it's just an axe.
Yeah,
all it is.
But isn't it, like, balanced or something? Or,
well,
like, it's for throwing.
There's that, but, I mean, like, there's tomahawks. Now, the actual tomahawk itself, like, there's American Tomahawk Company and RJC Forge, or RJ Forge makes tomahawks, and they're expensive shit.
Yeah.
But I think what I'm going to do is, maybe in one of the new SKTFM episodes, I've got a design in my mind on how to buy something that's off the shelf and turn it into a wagohawk.
Okay.
So that people can have something. Because if you think about it, the way I consider a handheld weapon is, let's see if I've got a large savage animal.
Yeah.
Like a tiger.
Yeah.
And he's chewing on my arm. And I have to fuck this tiger up.
Now,
that negates 90% of most of these little folding knives and all the rest of it.
You're not going to get it out in time. You're not going to unfold it.
Well, you're not going to do any fucking damage, right?
Yeah, you're just going to stab, 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 and he's going to keep chewing.
Now, a kukri can do the damage.
Yes.
But the thing is that a tomahawk or an axe can do everything a kukri can do.
Mm-hmm.
It's lighter. It's faster. Speed kills.
Yes.
And it can act as a hammer. So you can use it to get through doorways. You can fucking... It's like the universal
tool. The other side, right?
You betcha. You betcha. And I've got a fucking super cool idea. So stick around for the new SKTFM stuff, because I'm going to be fucking showing people...
That's the TV show. Yeah.
And we're going to start doing that kind of stuff, where it seems that the most popular shit that we've been doing is all... like, and it's true.
It's all kit.
It's all kit related.
Yeah.
So firing. Kit's what you want. Kit's what you're going to get. I've got fucking gobs information I can fucking go out. We'll start at your feet. That's what I want to do, eh? I want to start. The first episodes are going to be from...
Have a little picture of you and your feet flashing. Ding, ding, ding. And then zoom in.
Yeah, I do that. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Where we're gonna discuss, like, how to fucking, you know... Because, I mean, there's a lot to that.
Kit you out from toe to head.
Yeah, well, from the ground up.
Yep.
Right? Because, I mean...
you got to protect your feet first.
Oh, Jesus. Yep. Dude, like, whew, you need good boots.
Yep.
Jesus. Because
that's
fuck.
What you're walking in all the time, right?
You got your good, better, best scenario, and I know all that stuff. So no problem, guys. I'll hook you up. Don't you worry. I will take you. You will be born again hard by the time I'm done with you. I got to mess with the normals here from Alien Binary, which is dope.
Nice.
Sean, I really, truly, the most heartwarming mess with the normal sections have to do with spreading the virus. They make me feel all warm and tingly inside. This one has to do with the postal system. Inside every stupid piece of snail mail you get thrown at you in some sort of business reply envelope. These are most noticeable by the fact that the mailing address is still already neatly printed on the envelope. They also have free postage, which is handy. So here's a fun exercise. Take a pile of pieces of junk mail and mix up the contents. Take company's A spam mail and place it in company's B return envelope. Print out the Rant Radio flyer and stuff it in. You get clever with this, too. The average SKTFM episode is approximately 15 megs. A 20-minute credit card-sized CDR is plenty of storage for your favorite shows. Rants have amazing potential, too. Imagine some guy working in Microsoft's mailroom, sorting through all the trash and finding an audio CD with corporate horror written on it. No kidding. There's a strong possibility the man is going to tell his boss to eat his own rectum and then proceed to vote from the rooftops. Now, after you seal the envelope, mail it, and the cost of shipping will automatically bill to whatever company sent you the junk mail in the first place.
Uh-huh.
Repeat the process until you no longer have any junk mail. Another fun exercise is to write out a short explanation of the importance of denying modern media on a piece of paper, typing it out, printing a dozen or so copies, rubbing and rubber cementing these mantras to business reply subscription cards that ooze from every mainstream magazine.
Uh-huh.
The magazine I'm particularly enamored with harassing is Time Magazine, proprietors of the most ludicrous but savagely patriotic shit ever printed. Once again, this is free of charge to everyone except the subscription departments in the magazines in question.
Free is good.
This may seem childish, stupid, even inane. But the reason for that, it kind of is. But that's okay, because it gives me a warm, fuzzy feeling inside.
Mm.
And especially after my 2,451st delinquency notice from their billing department, I've already paid for the next 2 years. Nice. I love shit like that. This just makes me go crazy. Special shouts out tonight. Oh, wait. I got digital baptisms.
Ooh, still got some stuff. Yeah.
Dead Hair's workstation.
Dead Hair.
Yeah. I'm taking to naming computers now. That's like my big thing. I've degenerated to naming like machines, which actually is kind of... For text, it's kind of a sacred thing, really.
It is, yeah. If you work with it every day, you see it more than your spouse or loved one.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Dead Hair's workstation is now known as the Free Jack Port.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Dead Hair, your workstation is now known as the Free Jack Port. And Smokehouse's server. I get to name his server.
Ooh.
And I'm sure he'll get this. Good old Mr. Wingnut.
Yeah.
His workstation is now known as The Hangar.
The Hangar.
Which is a great place to...
It's like everything's stored in there.
Plus he's Wingnut. Right. Wingnut, Hangar.
Yeah. There you go.
Special shouts out tonight to Terrence. Oh, did you have anything to add? You're good?
Yep.
Special shouts out to Terrence and to Wagwar, who sent me their stuff. Again, Alien Binary. Lot, if you have any ideas, be sure to send them in. I really appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
And special thanks to everyone who bothered to show the fuck up for tonight's show.
Exactly.
It does make a difference to me, and thanks, guys. It's just kind of cool. Going through the IRC tonight, we got Punky Beeble, Q4, Shade, who's a fucking Photoshop machine. Smokey Bruised Arm, yeah, I know, it's your arm, Smokey. Zandan, Abadude, Alien Miner, Alice Take Me, Alamo, Alamo Zeros, Alpha 736, Alter Boy, Angelic Firestorm, and Panther 3, Aquacenta, Blung Z4, Calamazurus, sure, City of Ash, Cygnus, Dan Piansky, Dr. Zodiac, Don't Panic 42, Dr. Chris, Doobster, Enos, Festy Penis, Fort Linux, Fuck That Dean Guy, G.I. Joe, I wasn't expecting that.
No.
Griffin, Guardian, Super Chicken, Hybrid Theory, Hyperneural, Incognito, Joe D, whatever, K16, Bailed, Kadath, Kello, Kexler, Kexler, Twice, Kinley Boy, Leshek, Lauren, Linux Chick, Manuel, Kelly, Marvy, Mary Bell, Virgin, McJ, Credit, Midnight Guard, Mr. Echo, Nebula, and Girlfriend, also known as, what do they call her, Guardian Fish or something like that? G-Fish. Prophet Doodles, Psycho, Quiff, Quick Mix, Ratspoon, Red 5, Ricky Rocket, Rose, Rumbling Sky, Sapphire, 7-10, Shannon, Kata, Shard with Stick, Shrine Master, Side Slide, Sir Dork, Escape TM, File Stalker, Southwest Samurai, Spudly, Star Baby, Stats, Out of Cheese, Tuple, Music God 1, Trauma, Tereth, Turmoil, Turnspike, Tide, Tur, Kicks Ass, Unselfish Replica, Vampire This Morning, Wi-Fi Girl, Worker, White Gurkha, World War 1, Rush Paratrooper, X86, BSD, Xnark, Zenobia, D-Day Species, and Lieutenant Major Zombie. Very, very cool for showing up.
So now, what do we have after this show?
After we have this show, we have the final episode of Season 2. Tales of the Aftermath. We do not have a fresh episode for you next week.
No.
Because I don't want everything to turn to shit and start, you know, talking about, you know, belly button lint on the Tales from the Aftermath. So it takes me... Although it doesn't really sound like it's a lot of work, it is a lot of work for me to come up with the creative content, make sure I know where I'm going, what I'm doing and stuff.
And you rather want them good.
And I do want them good. Tonight's episode, I'm very, very, very proud of. And I'm sure Sim's done an amazing job mixing it. I haven't had a chance to hear it yet, but I'm sure it's fucking dope.
It's always good.
So I've had a lot of demands for lots of stories and stuff like that. So we got another story episode for you. I hope you guys will enjoy it. And if you like it, let me know. If you don't like it, shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear about it. Alrighty.
Just don't listen.
Because, Sean, I think you should do yourself this way. Hey, why don't you fucking have a nice big cup of shut the fuck up. Anyway, so that's it for me. Thanks for tuning in for the show tonight. If you've got any ideas for shows, we do need programming. We're still after bandwidth. And if you want to help out, get two people hooked on the show and send me some money. Because money's good. It'd be nice if we could figure out a way to make some money.
Yeah, if you got ideas how to make money.
Yeah, because I'm in debt and I need to get rid of it before I die. So yeah, that's about it for tonight's show. Remember, where you come from is gone. Where you thought you were going to weren't never there. And where you are ain't no good unless you can get away from it. So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you found, and you're scared shitless cause evil abounds. Come join us. Well, I heard you were looking for a place to fit in. Well, I'm not the only people with the same what you get. I'm